You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Oh boy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast.
You Know What, Dude.
With your brand new host for the next 18 months. Wow. Roberto is in Aruba. Bobby is investigating the Natalie Holloway situation.
They call him.
And he's down there for 18 months. And while he's gone, I will be hosting the You Know What, Dude podcast. You're welcome. First and foremost, thank you to all the Listomaniacs / listeners. And someone just gave up a new name, Listorians, who voted. And, of course, we had a pact. My vice host, who lost by a very large margin.
Slim margin.
Who? Slim? Oh, slim. I confused large
and slim. The
opposite
of Kelly.
Aha. First joke of the pod.
Was that a joke?
Ooh.
Really? Do you guys still do that bandana thing?
We do. It's a bomb, Dana.
It's a bomb, Dana. And I don't count that as a bomb because I used the rattle.
No, no, no. I was just curious.
Yeah. I just reminded you of bombing.
You do that.
Because it was a...
That's my vice host over there, Luis J. Gomez, the rattlesnake.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake, realized, dude. Howard Stern of MMA Radio.
The Great Bambino? Is that one of them?
Is that thing with the rattle?
It's not my, it's kind of the thing that the people appointed me to have.
Oh,
it's
really? His, I like it.
It's his cardigan of radio.
I like it. How dare you? I like it.
First of all, we can't do any inside jokes about Phil Hanley because nobody knows who Phil Hanley is.
I'm sorry, Joe. But I have to adapt. I'm not feeling well.
Well, let me just introduce everybody real quick. Most of the people have already started talking. That we have sitting across from me in Dan Soder's seat, one of the funniest comics in Canada and a comic here in America. My pal, Phil Hanley over there.
Hey.
Who's been here before. Second time on the show.
Third time.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I've done it, and I did it another time when you weren't here.
So that's fourth time.
Third or fourth. But Joe, congratulations on the
thank you, buddy.
The hosting, man.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you're a Listomaniac, isn't that true?
Are you kidding? I'm a huge fan. Yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. Are you not a Gomite?
I am a Gomite.
It sounds like a bug that you find in your bed.
Uh huh.
You'd have to have Roscoe come and sniff out, but.
No, I'm a Gomite.
Give me the bomb, Dana. Yes. Just give it to me.
I'm a Gomite.
You know what? At least I'm trying, Kelly.
Yeah, you are trying. Kelly Festuca is here, of course. And I want to let everyone know, I had the option. Bobby said I could do the show any way I wanted. I had the option to do it sans Kelly.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Here's the thing. I texted the wrong Kelly. I wrote, you suck and you can't come in. But I texted this other heavy girl I used to fuck in eighth grade. But Kelly Festuca is here. Of course she's here.
I'm so glad you're in the seat.
I thought about doing the show by myself. Soder had the idea to just read obituaries the entire time and just make it the worst You Know What, Dude ever, which it still may be. Sitting to my right, my dear friend, we had quite a beef for a while. He's fine now. We're back together. He offered me Sox tickets. Chris, the Scorpion. Scorpion?
No, his fans are the Scorpions.
Oh, right.
He's Chris Scopo.
Chris
the fat ass Scopo.
Fat ass Scopo.
Midget butt.
And then last but certainly not least, one of my favorite Jews, and there's not a lot that I care for, Sammy the Bull Maril, who's a champ. He came out with a horrible hangover, and he's still here.
I'm in pain.
This guy's a real kike, and...
You took it too far. I was with you with Jew, but kike is too much.
One of the rare drunks.
Yeah.
A rare drunk Jew.
Very sexy voice, Sam.
We are not built for alcohol, Jews.
No, you're not.
Wait, this is how unattractive Kelly is. She just said, very sexy voice, Sam. And Sam just ignored her. Broke over and went straight at Joe to talk about his dumb Jew thing.
No,
he didn't even hear you. That's hilarious to me. Anyway.
Now I think if we ranked least attractive now, which we've done before, I think Sam has got to be less attractive than me.
I don't know. You got cocky with those frames, Joe.
I think Kelly Fisica's elbows are the least attractive.
How many jokes are you going to do about me to prove that you don't have any other jokes?
What are you talking about?
He doesn't have any jokes, but just
I've never said an elephant skin joke about your elbow.
You made an elephant joke about me last week.
No, I said your body was elephant-like. That has nothing to do with elephant skin on your elbow.
Boring. Be a writer. Write some jokes. Can I also say, Joe?
Be a writer.
You're instigating me. What are you doing? Joe, I'm unhappy with the disrespect. We knew you were hosting. I, for one, voted for you.
Kelly claims that she voted for me and not herself.
I think that's a political move right there, Joe. I don't trust her.
She's definitely doing that. Yeah.
I think she voted for both of them, and then she's like,
voted for her 200 times. Then
did
she really? Voted for Joe.
No, you idiots, because you can only vote once from each IP address.
No, it's
not true at all. That's not true at all.
Okay, well, I only voted once, and I knew that my vote for myself would be wasted because I knew it would be between these two idiots, and I wanted Joe to win. And it was only three votes, wasn't it?
You called us idiots three times. Be a writer. Will you please be a writer?
Guys, neither one of you can write. Jesus.
Joe, I don't like the level of disrespect for your hosting duties tonight because Lewis has just brought go mites into the studio.
Yeah, Lewis brought a couple go mites. I don't know. I didn't know.
Never approved by.
I don't like the naming your fans thing. I think it's terrible.
First of all, no. They're all copying off me. So they're all. I'm the awesome one, and then they all started naming their fans like a bunch of fags.
Someone tweeted Scorpions, and that's then you said last week. So
ever hear of a parrot head dildo? Well, Dan Soda's dad was one before he drank himself to death. Oh, Dan's not here. Shit. Well, that got weird.
You can't make fun of people.
Can anyone do voices?
Kelly, go ahead.
Kelly can do a Midwestern type voice.
She's not a voice girl. She's more of a writer, mate. She's quite the writer.
God, I really don't like you.
Oh, it's like sweet that you guys are on the couch. Luis J. Gomez, how do you feel about being on the couch?
You know what, dude? Here's what pisses me off.
You know what, dude? Tell us what pisses you off, buddy boy.
I don't like the fact that I'm supposed to be your vice host.
You are my vice host, dog.
I came in,
you
put me on the couch next to this fucking animal that I can't stand anything about.
Came in late, Joe. Another point of disrespect.
No, I didn't come in late. I told Chris Scopo and Joe that I would get here at 10:10. So actually, I came in exactly on time.
So you told us you would be late.
No. I told you I would. I told if I say I'm going to get somewhere at 10:10 and I show up at 10:10, that seems like it's on time to me, doesn't it?
No, the show starts at 10.
No,
actually, you told me the show was out at 10:15, Joe.
The show
started at 11.
Yeah, the show started at 11, but you switched it to 10, and you're vice host, so I let it slide, dog.
No, dog. Listen to me. Don't give me a sarcastic dog, okay?
I'm giving you nothing but sarcastic
dog. You don't throw a real dog around in here. It's only sarcastic dogs, I would hope.
Lewis gives out real dogs.
He does give a real dog.
I really do.
Yeah. I don't know. I do.
Speaking of real dogs, Kelly, what do you think?
All right.
Joe, be a writer. Go right.
What's up, Kelly? Kelly, you're giving me hand signals. What, the poster?
Let's not do it during the show, Kelly.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's do it after the show.
The poster fell, but you know what?
It's on video, and it's going to look shit.
No, it looks great. What, are you kidding me?
We fixed it four times, and it fell four times.
It's the humidity, Kelly.
Nobody that looks at this...
Can you figure out something to do?
I told Adrian to not do it because it would distract the show, so let's fucking do it.
And anyone looking at the shot of me is looking at these beautiful foreheads I have. Oh, boy. I'll take the bomb Dana, I guess. I didn't even get a joke.
Was that a joke?
I don't even know what it was. I'm under a lot of pressure. You know how Bobby's never funny on the show?
Yeah.
It's because he's hosting. It's difficult to be funny when you're hosting.
I do get that because you have to steer the ship. You have to control where the conversation's going. And then I'm giving you an opportunity to be funny. That's why I took over. And then...
Bobby's not funny. Phil, what do you think, buddy? I've never seen you drink a beer before. Yeah. Phil's a great comic. He's Canadian. He stands with his legs spread. He wears a cardigan. He's a bit of an elitist. Really handsome.
Thank you, Joe. What do I think about what? I like I said before, I'm extremely excited that you're hosting. I think this is going to be a nice time.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, we're already into it. So if you have any jokes you can throw out there, please, anyone.
Were you supposed to do jokes?
I'm a little stirred up right now. Phil made me switch seats with him, Joe.
Well, Lewis is sitting on the couch like a good vice host would. Yeah. He says, you know what? I'll just sit on the couch. I'm a guest. I mean, these people are guests.
Hanley always plays body parts. He always plays. He said, I have a bad neck. I have to sit in this chair. He always does that. I want to get pizza. He's like, we're getting bagels. My stomach hurts.
He's a cunt. Yeah, I agree.
A lot of whininess.
I'm kidding. Jesus. Lewis, you're giving me the silent treatment now?
What?
I just want to talk about Kelly's elbows, and now I can't because she's questioning my writing.
And she's on her phone. What's going on?
I didn't think we were supposed to do that.
No, yeah.
Is that different? I haven't been here in a while.
Put your fucking phone in phone jail.
No, there's actually a phone jail, Phil.
Oh, really?
And I appreciate you not being on your phone.
Is that why she's wearing the striped shirt?
Hey!
She's on a phone jail?
Yeah, I wish she had a ball and chain.
Hmm?
Well, I'll keep this bomb Dana here. Is my mic cutting out or am I gay? I'm feeling static. I'm getting weird things happening here.
It was cutting out for a second. Now it's good.
What's everything. I just lost everything.
Nah, no, we're
something's
good.
Going on. No, we're not good. We're not good. Something's going on.
I got nothing.
What do you mean? You have nothing at all in your headphones?
Yeah. Now I got you in my headphones. Oh, all boy. Right. I don't know.
We're good. We're fine. What are you talking about?
I don't know. My headphones just cut out.
Really? I think we're good, man.
I'm getting nervous. Hear. Oh, great.
This is falling apart. You guys, four more people should have voted for me. Four people we needed.
You lost by four?
You lost by four?
Well, I lost by three. I needed four more votes.
Well, three would have tied, and the tiebreaker was who's more attractive. So you would have lost.
That's
that
not true.
As
You're
well.
Not really more attractive than me.
Look at the guns on Lewis.
Thank you, bro. No, I actually have guns in my pockets.
I thought you were knife guns. People.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to just start over?
I think we were doing good. I think we had some good stuff. I had the kike bit. I had the Bobby thing. Kelly zinged the hell out of you.
I tried to throw a couple zings at Kelly. She got mad. She told me I got to write more. Yeah. That bugged me out a little bit.
Here's the thing. It's going to be hard because usually I'm the only funny one on the show, but now I have to steer the ship. So it's a little more difficult. I'm actually getting laughs in the room from the Gomites, who seem like they may be turning the corner into Listomania.
Matty Justice calls, you would never be a Listomaniac, correct?
I would prefer more attractive fans than you have, actually. No offense,
yeah,
fellas.
Yeah, he's a mess, dude. I'm not going to lie.
He looks like he lives under a bridge. Hello. All right, well, we got some requests of what to talk about. One guy said, talk about bombing. And Sam, you just bombed a few
brutal.
Minutes ago.
Yeah, so bad.
At LOL, one of the best premier clubs in New York City. It's Kelly's home
not
club.
Not a lot of fun. It was one of those sets where after every couple jokes, I would just go, I fucking hate you guys.
Oh, that's you know,
just, at least you handled it like a pro.
Well, yeah. I did.
Were you talking to the management?
I gave it a shot.
What? Were you talking to the management?
It was afterwards. Oh, my God.
So no, said, he wasn't talking to you, Lewis.
When you said you hate them, did that win them back? Or
I got a little laugh. I told them I would never commit suicide, but if I did, you guys would make the note. That's what I said to them.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Pandering.
That's a good one. How many people were there?
10.
I was just at a Starbucks.
All spread out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not together. No cohesion. Yeah. Also, this woman kept going, aw, after every joke. And I was like, why are you doing that?
That's the worst possible reaction.
It's so bad.
And she's like, I feel bad for you. I'm like, you should. But you should also feel bad for yourself. You're at the show, too, you know?
Right. I was just at a Starbucks, and there's a girl sobbing, saying that she was going to kill herself.
I just saw Sam Morrell. It was the worst.
She was on the phone, and she was like, I need to see you tonight. I'm going to kill myself. And she was like bawling, crying.
Uh-huh.
She was like, if I don't see you tonight, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to commit suicide. I don't know what to do about it.
Did
so
you
I just,
help her?
No, I tweeted about it.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she'll be fine. But what can I do?
Well, you could say, hey, are you all right?
You should have had her
on
Twitter in there. People tweet at her.
Yeah, I should have invited her on the show to liven things up a little bit.
What was the question about bombing? What did they ask?
Kelly, I emailed you that thing. Do you have all those things? You look like you're doing something else right now.
Yeah, no, just did some problems in the Ustream. Just trying to fix it.
But Ustream?
There's no problem with the Ustream. People are saying there's no
Scopo and Kelly fight.
Yeah.
One guy wrote
Scopo's
in.
Scopo's very low, by the way, his volume.
Yes, he said
very low.
He said that we should talk about how Dan Soder's girlfriend hates Kelly.
Does she?
I had never heard that before.
I've never heard that.
That's what some guy wrote.
Really?
Why would he say that? That's so mean.
I don't know. He also said Jews, so I got that request out of the way. And then someone wanted to talk about 90s professional wrestling memories.
But only Jewish guys. Erwin R. Scheister. You remember that guy?
Oh,
Barry
yeah.
O. He was Jewish, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Barry Horowitz?
Yeah. Sometimes he went by Horowitz, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The question was from Derek Gott. Big fan of the show. Friend of the show. Talk about how a comic handles bombing. How do you guys get the strength to go back out there every night?
Did you see what I tweeted at him? I tweeted back at him. I wrote, now we have to invite Kelly onto the show. And then he tweeted back, zing. That was pretty fun because he asked how we handle bombing. Oh, how do you handle a bomb, guys? The audience has spoken. They want to hear how you handle a bomb. So, Sam, what's your name?
Yeah, you're probably the expert.
You tell people that you hate them and they should commit suicide.
I mean, like, look, I also like to tell them that, like, I know it's bad. I know this is. I want them to know at least I'm not fucking unaware. I want to be like, yeah, I know this sucks.
Right.
There's nothing worse than watching a comic who's kind of cocky. Who's like doing like act outs for a bomb, and you're like,
that's brutal. Well, yeah, when they like still like, dude, abandon any jokes that you have to really move for if you're bombing, because then it makes it that much worse. That's a great Big J. It's like an old Big J story. I won't say the whole thing, but he used to do a joke where he got down to his underwear. So he said time he did it in a competition, and it just fucking bombed. So at that point, he had to pick up his pants and clothes off the floor. The fat guy in his underwear. everywhere bombing. It's just awful.
Act outs to in like a silence is, yeah, really painful.
That's why I never was a high energy. I used to be like a high energy guy in high school. I was obsessed with Jim Carrey and I'd do backflips and throw things. Yeah. But I could never do it on stage because I was scared. There's nothing worse than bombing while you're doing a cartwheel or whatever.
Yeah, plus you can write jokes.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. I used to describe myself as George Carlin meets Jim Carrey when I first started.
Oof. That's,
well, that's what I was trying for. Sorry, the show, there's a thing happening here where Chris and Kelly are silently arguing across me and
no,
touching
buttons. I'm trying to get my mic together and Kelly.
What are they
and
doing?
I don't know what the hell's going on
here.
There
we go. Now it's good.
Is that good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
All right, we all right? Lewis, how you doing over there on
the
couch?
I'm doing good, man. There's a weird vibe with Kel. I don't know what happened with her. I threw a couple little zings, a couple little jabs. She made it real. Scopo and Kelly have a weird energy right now.
They do.
Phil and Sam aren't funny.
That's a good point. And I'm trying to host.
These guys. You're trying to host all the funny that you have.
Phil and I are funny
I'm
on stage, Lewis.
Got, I'm the only one who's got... Joe had a couple, but...
Yeah, I smiled a couple times at a thing you said.
Are you kidding me? I'm bringing it.
Joe, you're great. It's fine. I just had a few people tweet at me that you stream wasn't working, so I had to go in and make sure it was working, and it was, so it's fine.
I appreciate you saying, Joe, you're great. I don't think the problem is me.
Yeah, I know, but I
think it's
but I know
like
how much you
everyone.
I think that's part of the problem.
Okay.
But me. The list of maniacs are going to be thrilled with whatever I do, and the listeners will probably be pretty happy, too. Lewis, you give me a real look, dog. I don't like it.
I'm not giving you a look.
It
I'm
feels
fucking,
combative. I'm going to make you switch.
Combative. I don't like Kelly's energy. Me and Sam have a weird thing. We're making eyes at each other now.
Yeah.
There's an energy in the room.
I don't care for Hispanics, and it's coming out here.
They're called Latinos, and I don't either.
Whatever, dude.
You know what?
There was a really good... didn't you get a really good tweet about people's worst drug experiences?
Yeah, someone wanted to hear a time we did too many drugs, and we regret it. Lewis, I'm looking at you, buddy. And Phil, you used to dabble in the drug community quite a bit. You're Deadhead, another band that came up with a name for their fans way before Go Mites, by the way.
Like a couple weeks before.
I don't know that they didn't do it before me.
Okay, I don't know what that means. That's almost a bomb, but it didn't make sense. Phil, let's hear about the drug use, please.
Well, I did consume some drug. Nothing crazy, nothing
what
like...
What kind?
What's that?
What kind?
Oh, probably you were going to say that.
What's that?
You were probably about to say that.
I was going
to
say that. When I was in high school, I took some hallucinogenics.
This is when you had long hair, too.
Yeah, I did have long hair, but I don't recommend them to anybody. But they do. They seem to agree with me, so I had fun.
Oh, really? Yeah. How come you don't dabble anymore? You seem a little stressed out these days. You might want to hallucinate a little bit.
No, I'm good. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I feel like I've done them, and I've never had any bad experiences, but I don't know if I could handle them.
I never did hallucinogens.
Ever. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you ever do acid?
Yeah, I've done pretty much everything, guys. Yeah.
Really?
What about anal rape?
That's the name of his album, isn't it?
So, you have done it. Did you enjoy acid, Lewis?
Yeah, man. I mean, I've done a little acid. I've done a lot of acid. You don't really enjoy it. It's like an experience. There's parts where you're laughing and you're fucking freaking out, but then there's parts where you're getting naked and trying to fucking cut your friends with glass.
We had different
stuff. And then you take acid.
I've never heard that drug experience before.
Yeah, they don't do that in Canada.
I just had fun.
I mean, we were I was trying to escape life. I wasn't trying to just have fun.
Yeah, I think the whole
I like
thing
fucking
with
dropped fucking 7 hits of liquid acid underneath my tongue and then lost it. You know, and
the
then
whole thing with drugs is though it brings out your inner whatever. So his inner whatever is like
excellent
violence,
point.
Crazy. Yours is like fun. I just want to have a good time.
Well,
chill.
In retrospect, now, I mean, I honestly have no interest in doing acid again, but I did enjoy it. But people use it. It can be like super productive. It cured like alcoholism and stuff like that. At
wow!
One point.
Wait, acid cured alcoholism?
Yeah, that's what they were using it like, for. Because the people, they
I've heard
give,
that because they get in touch with themselves.
Yeah,
right?
They were doing all these experiments in San Francisco in the 60s, and then hippies started going in and getting it and bringing it out of like it was like clinical studies, and then the U.S. government like shut it down.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it would make people
blame
look at
us.
Themselves. It would make people like look at themselves and like fix problems or whatever.
I think Kelly brings up a
very
intelligent point,
though. I don't
know
how much you know
about
fucking acid. I feel like Phil's transporting just sheets of acid across the borders.
No.
That's what we find out about Phil Hanley. He's just a huge acid dealer from Canada.
No, it just, it interests me.
He does have a very tight asshole. I've gotten in there and he had a scare, herpes.
Yeah, his arms are getting nicer too. Look at that. He's got like little triceps going on now.
Yeah, everyone looks good. Everyone's been working out. Well, not everyone exactly, but I don't want to point
looks
names.
Like, do Kelly and Lewis, you guys have the same bicep program?
Oh, boy.
I know that was a dig at me, but I'm glad that he lumped you in with me to make it
no,
feel
it's
bad.
Not.
That's definitely more on you.
Yeah,
he's saying
his arms
are
big.
Yeah. That's, guys want to have big
you
arms.
You got to do some...
Now, Phil and Kelly, do you guys ever hang? Do you spend time together? Because I think this is an interesting dynamic, because you're both very cunty, and and I love you both in
Phil
different ways.
Phil is very, very ladylike.
You know? Am I ladylike?
You are ladylike.
I'm ladylike. Lewis?
I think you're a little ladylike.
I just complimented you. I just said you had really big arms.
No, well, you know what? Kelly got in my head because she said something about lumpy, and I don't even know, dude. Fuck you, Kelly. Fuck you, bitch. You got in my head up top, and now I feel like I can't say anything. I can't even make eye contact with you. It's making me so angry.
It's a bad vibe over there. Kelly pre-warned me I have to break up any Lewis-Kelly fight. She said it's bad radio.
It's gonna be a close fight.
Wait. You told the professor before it actually happened?
Kelly said that?
What, did I just rat you out? I didn't mean to do it.
No, it's fine.
I was hearing a very historical... I'm sorry, Joe.
No, go ahead.
But
go
I'll
ahead.
Just say that I was hearing a very historical episode when Kelly revealed something about Lewis. And it shit got ugly. It got real.
It was 18 months ago.
I didn't know. I thought he was a real ass dude, but I'd never seen it in action. And that was some real ass reaction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Well, you told him to break up any fights between me and you? You pre-told him to break it up?
I just said, just if that's where Lou wants to... episode to go. I think it's very boring radio, and I'm getting too many
Kelly,
emails.
You don't know what funny or boring is.
I'm telling you
dumb
right now.
Bitch.
There's oh way too many.
You break it up. You break it up.
You break it up. Would there ever be an instant? I mean, maybe you're drunk. Maybe you guys are on the road together. Whatever.
Yes.
You guys fuck.
I'll answer
Kelly
this
would
one.
Never and go on the road with me in a million years.
Okay, so both
because I don't write and she does apparently.
Both of you guys are both of you guys are opening for Bobby. Right? He likes to soft open.
He doesn't bring her anymore because she bombed too many times.
Something happened. You guys have to share a room. You're drunk.
Bobby does like a soft open and a soft body. All right. Go ahead, Phil. Sorry.
I'm just. Would that ever happen in any circumstance? Would you two have sex?
Not a chance.
Really?
Horrible.
Nope.
At any point in your... Would it the first night you met?
It's not... No, it's not me. I wouldn't fuck that. It's
yes,
not...
He
it's
would.
Stop acting like she's
yes,
acting
he
like...
Would.
She's acting like she wouldn't... Kelly, yes, you throw it down would. With any fucking comic who gets you drunk. I'm
oh
not fucking...
God.
I'm not worried about trying to fuck you. If I really wanted to in my life, I could be inside of Kelly fucking Festuca. It's not that difficult.
God. All right. Break it up. Break it up.
Ew,
it's boring.
Hey.
I heard somebody
very
reference
boring.
18 months ago. 18 months ago, I got sober and Lewis had a baby.
Was it 18 months ago?
Was that 18 months?
18 months and a couple days.
18 months ago.
What's the date?
Well, my date is June 28th. Your baby is what? June 28th.
Hold on. What's the date that you got sober?
That's what I just said. December 28th. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said June.
Yeah.
That's
well, that was
we
a year
that,
and a half,
we had that
Doug.
Stare off at the Caroline's Christmas party. We got in each other's face.
Sam Marillo and I almost fought. No, that was at the Comedy Central party.
No, and this was Caroline's, man. It was at Playwright right after. We got in each other's face.
No, you're thinking of you and Mackie. You and I almost fought at that Comedy Central party on the Upper West Side.
You almost fight Mackie?
Oh, man.
You
times.
Almost fought Sean McCarthy one time, too.
Oh, that was a good one. You remember that one?
I kind of get it.
Dude, here's what happened.
You almost had a fight with all your friends.
Here's what happened with Sean McCarthy, though. This guy had it coming a little bit. This
comic's comic, the blogger guy.
Yeah, look, I'm fine with him now. I like him now. But
good guy.
But
it's like the nicest little sweet guy.
Okay, Kelly, let me explain what...
He's a really nice guy.
Sam, you have the floor.
Okay, here's what happened. He wrote a thing. This was like years ago when we did the Final Four thing. It was like me, Soder, Adam Newman, and Nick Cobb. And it said the New York...
Ugh.
Four funniest in the city in the Daily News thing. And he wrote, they're all funny, but funniest in the city. And we're like, yeah, we know we're not the funniest in the fucking city. It was an article. It was nice.
Does Newman know that?
No, but I know. And and look.
Sorry.
Look, so I read that and I was like, fuck you, man. I'm nobody. I had nothing going on at the time, just like my one thing. So I kept it in the back of my head. And then I got really drunk at the Comedy Central party. So I saw him and I just go, hey, fuck you.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Sam's a real ass dude.
Sam is a real ass dude.
And he was like, what? And I just got in his face and Mackie was holding me back.
Yeah, we had a fight where, was that a Jew rattle? For Sam?
Dreidel.
Sam is quietly a real ass dude.
The Jewish cobra.
Ooh.
I'll need a voice.
Who would win the fight between you and Sam?
Lewis would take Sam apart.
No, not Lewis. Not Lewis.
Lewis would kill
Joe
me.
And Sam.
Oh, Sam, I think, has more anger than me these days. More He's very anger, lanky.
I think drunk Joe could have beaten me, but I think I could take sober Joe.
Yeah. Well, sober, drunk Joe, we would have thrown down. Sober Joe, I'd be like, what are you doing? You're a fucking moron. You're dumb and you're unfunny. That's just so go good. Home.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now, Joe would be impossible to knock out because he literally has no chin. So you'd just be punching at air over and over again while he just rattled you in the side of the head with his tiny tinkery fingers.
Did you say rattle? good zing, Vice Host. It hurt, but
Sober Joe is so fucking fit, though. I think you could just. He's look at him. He's hungover.
I am fit.
He's a mess.
I am a mess.
Now Sam has crazy anger, and Sam also is more of a real ass dude. I've seen Sam try to fight like a group of kids before.
Really?
He'll throw down.
No, they were children.
Well, I heard a story.
When did I do that?
A lot.
God, you drunk? You don't even remember.
You're a nut. You'll just start fights with people.
Yeah, I'm not Lewis level Ross, dude, but I'll quietly do it.
You are very similar, though.
First of all, name a time where you've seen me try to fight somebody once.
In a 7-Eleven
besides
on the street.
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly has eight stories.
Nate's McDonald's story.
You weren't there.
The Frisbee thing.
You said name a time. I didn't have to be there.
You were there.
See, I've seen CB and LOLs many times.
Yeah, LOL.
Yeah,
well,
you always have a story.
Yeah,
and then
you said name a time.
I want to make sure you guys are paying attention to me.
You were throwing...
Thank you for being so attentive as my friends.
Like 5 minutes ago on this couch.
You were throwing a Frisbee at a guy. You wanted to fight a guy that you weren't even there when the incident happened. We just told you about it.
Who's told me about? Was it Mackie who told me that you got into a fight with someone in Pennsylvania? Some guy in Starbucks?
Oh, that was great, dude. No, but it was actually... Dude, here's what I did.
Mackie said that he deserved it.
I'm a superhero, and that's the truth, okay? I don't go around
trying... I'm the truth.
And modest.
I don't try to go around and fight, like, just... I'm not a bully. I'm trying to fight people. I try to correct people's wrong actions. So when that guy in the park was being a dick and was being shitty to you guys because you were throwing a Frisbee around and bitching about it, and then threw a Frisbee fucking near us... I was like, you know what, dude? That motherfucker needs to have his attitude adjusted.
I agree, but
it's about justice.
I'm saying, but you do try to get in fights. No one's called you a bully, you dumb dumb.
No, it's not trying to get into fights. It is trying to mentally beat that person.
You don't back down from fights easily, though. You don't back down at all.
No, I'm not
going
to back down.
Not back down. But if someone starts with you, you won't let it go.
Dude,
you just keep
going. Today I went to a construction site. You guys could probably hear the audio of this,
amen.
Dude. There's a construction site next door to my apartment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it fucking they're not supposed to work until 8 a.m. They're supposed to work 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, so these motherfuckers at 7:15 this morning they start working. So I can hear you whisper, Chris Scopo.
I didn't mean to do that.
You just
sorry.
Whispered into the microphone.
Well, I know you have. I've been doing a single shot on you, and fucking Kelly's on her phone.
Yeah, Kel.
That's why
you fucking asshole.
Well, that wouldn't be a single
I'm
shot. Then
to retweet well, the Ustream, but it's not coming up.
Well. Stop it. So anyway, this guy, they start working at 7:15 in the morning. So I go down to walk the dog, and I approach them. So this is what happens. I open the gate, and I have my video camera out.
8 a.m. No, you're not supposed to be working until 8 a.m. Don't talk to me.
He pushed me.
I called the cops on you last 4 times. Don't
so
talk
what,
to me.
Man? Get off the property.
Yo, my
inside.
Man.
You can't be on the property.
My man, you can't
right
be working
here.
Until 8 a.m.
No,
that's a lie. What are you talking about? I've already called the cops on you guys 3 times.
Man, we can work and start working at 7.
No, you can't. You start working at 8.
No,
so start
8 to
5.
7.
8 to 5,
it's
my 7 man.
7 o'clock, brother.
My man,
I'm sorry
it's
about
that.
You guys sound like dummies.
Yeah. I got a baby and I
Right. What is that the law? Can we look that up?
Well,
I would love
thing,
if you were wrong.
No. Then I called 411 to find out, and they
311.
I called 311, and they were like, no, it's actually 8 to 5 for residential. But then I did more research online. It's only 7 to 5 if they're doing like repairs on their building. To actually have full construction, it is 8 to 5. I called the landlord, and the fucking landlord called me up, apologizing like a motherfucker, freaking out because I said the guy hit me, and I have it on video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Boy.
Did he hit you?
Well, he pushed me.
That's good.
Which
that's
apparently is only harassment, according to the cops, because I've been in that situation before.
Oh, you harassed a young lady, did you?
Yeah. No. There's another motherfucker, UPS guy. I told you that story.
Oh, yeah, we heard that story.
So many motherfuckers. That's the thing.
Yeah, a lot of people fuck mothers in Lewis's life.
Dude, but no, that's the thing. People act like assholes, and then I have to say, hey, dude, stop acting like a fucking asshole. Like, I'm the guy on the subway. If somebody has their fucking phone blasting their music, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, dude, I don't want to listen to your fucking music.
Have you ever thought about saying it in a polite way?
Uh-oh. No, what's the point?
I don't know.
No, I mean, I would always say in the polite way, but it's not going to do anything. I'd go, hey, can you turn your music down?
Yeah.
Sometimes politeness helps, I say. Right, Canada?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Me and Phil are both very polite guys, and you and Sam are both fly off the handle drunk maniacs.
Yeah,
that's not nice.
And I think Phil and I...
Real ass maniacs, to be honest.
That's true.
That's actually the name of our fans, the Real Ass Maniacs.
Sam, if we were a tag team,
will you be in a tag team, the Real Ass Maniacs, with me?
Let's do it.
And you two could be in a tag team, the fucking queers.
Hey, Joe, someone
that would be
someone wrote.
I've abandoned trying to be clever. It's like fuck you, faggots.
Hold on, a List of Maniac wrote in.
Someone wrote in. He goes, "Truthers, another name for Joe List fans.
Truthers.
Oh,
okay.
Truthers. Yeah. That sounds like one of the maniacs though that thinks George Bush started a fire in the World Trade Center or something though. They seem like nuts.
Joe List fans are all truthers. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, we're
birthers.
List of Maniacs. Listorians. I like is a new one. I appreciate that guy because he sounds like a real listener.
The girls you can call Listerines.
Ooh,
that's
not bad.
What about lesbians?
That's not bad either. I don't think I have a lot of girl fans. Why is my mic all fucked up now?
Yeah, your mic is not good.
Girls are very visual, so.
It's good.
So, take over, Vice Host.
That was me and Phil.
All right. Well, I'm back now, actually. So your time is up.
Sorry, I was going to start talking to MMA. Chael Sonnen.
No, please.
No.
Big news.
Kelly, what were some of the other requests to talk about?
They weren't very good.
How dare you say that to listeners?
Put down the fans.
They just weren't very good. The bombing
That's
one.
Good.
How?
One guy said he wanted to know how we decided to pursue our dream. He said, make it inspiring but funny. So, Sam, you're out.
Yeah.
But hold on. We didn't actually go over how we deal with bombing.
Oh, yeah. How do we go over bombing? I haven't bombed in a really long time, aside from this podcast.
Like, legitimately? You haven't had a bomb in a while?
No, I bomb all the time. What are you kidding?
Yeah. Kind of his thing.
But every time I'm at LOL. LOL is really where bombs go to grow.
It's really painful.
It's
you get to a certain point. After, like, 10 minutes of just bomb, you're like, what do you fucking want from me?
But it's hard to do well when you're looking at the back. They see everyone, like, scattered around.
Kelly, you're
going to
just stop that. It's hard to do
well. When you said that, I was waiting for someone to jump. And I'm like, why is it happening?
But we get it. Yeah, good job, Kelly. You finally said a sentence that makes sense.
And then they put like a whole bunch of like the 8 black women in the back. And all you can see.
I don't like where this is going. I don't like this.
Yeah.
All you can see.
I love large groups of black women. So I don't know what she's talking about.
For some reason, all I can see is just people's like faces lit up right around the back.
Oh, boy.
8 people just on their phones.
Would you say they're shining?
Fucking time.
Well, that got weird. Jeez.
No, it's because they're on their phone and they don't
Lewis,
put
where
them
were
together. You know, they spread them all
these
out. It's like they've got to figure out a way to seat people properly.
Do you see
there.
Their
it's
teeth?
Just, they don't give a fuck. No, it's because they're on their phone. They don't give a fuck.
Their phones lit up from their phones.
Everyone's on their phones. Everyone's just on their heads down on the phone. I don't know whether like it's something about.
You know, one of the best. You know, one of the best lines I ever heard for someone texting during a set was I saw someone texting during Todd Barry's set, and he goes, having trouble spelling hilarious.
That's a funny one.
I had LOL as I was hosting. First 20 seconds, this chick in the back took a selfie. Like, she's literally standing up while the show's going on and taking a selfie of herself at the club.
That's gross.
A selfie of herself. That's the worst. I've seen people taking pictures of themselves. Or, like, people have, like, their back to the stage and they're taking a picture of themselves.
But they take a picture of them with the mic after the show. And like, what are you doing?
Look, there's
what
a difference between bombing and then there's a difference between genuinely shitty audiences. And I'm not one of these guys. Look, there's no fucking romanticism in comedy anymore, but it's never the audience, bro. It's always you. Comic. Dude, fuck that, dude. When you go into a room like LOL or like Ha or like some of these other fucking shit rooms that they're barking audiences in, there's 7 people there. They're pissed off that they're there. They're not getting what they expected.
Right.
And they're not going to give you the fucking chance. And if you can get a squeak out of them, you did a pretty good job in that case. It's like open mic. So you're not expecting to go crush it in open mic. You do an open mic. If you can get a couple little laughs here and there, maybe those jokes will work. So you kind of have to use it for there. A bomb. Like a bomb, what I consider a bomb is when everyone's doing well. It's a fucking hot audience. You walk on that stage and you fuck up, dude. You do something. I have a great bomb. I was up in Canada with Nate Bargatze, and Graham K came out to do guest spots at the club, and we were at Comedy Nest, which is a really cool club in the mall up there.
Didn't just close down?
Comedy Works closed down.
Which is another great club up there. Okay. So right before Graham comes out, I'm just cocky. I'm featuring for Nate. I'm feeling good. And Graham's living up in Canada again. He left New York. So he failed out of New York. I'm like, yeah, you know, let him get some 5 minutes before me. Not a big deal. So he goes to go on stage and I go to Nate. I'm like, dude, I hope he fucking bombs. Like, I hope he dies up there. I don't know. I love Graham. He's a friend of mine. But
yeah,
I wanted him.
Yeah, you root for your friends to bomb.
No, you do. Do you not? In a little weird way sometimes?
It is kind of fun watching
your friends bomb.
It's hilarious.
I enjoy watching
I really
Joe
enjoy
bomb.
It.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
If I saw my, like, You got like my. I would hate to see you guys.
What? It's so funny.
Are you kidding me, dude?
No, like I mean, depending if it was like.
Me and Kelly are agreeing right now. My head hurts.
No, I mean maybe. So I think if one of you guys was having a bad set at like LOL or something, I could see you making it funny because you'd be commenting and stuff like that.
Right.
But if it was an important show,
oh,
and you were involved,
we're not talking about an important show. We're talking about you're at a club.
Of course.
Watch one of your buddies have a hot one. They melt down a little bit. Maybe they fucking. That's hilarious. Whatever.
You have to laugh about it, Phil. Don't.
Great comics make bombing an art form in itself. Watching a tell bomb is fucking beautiful.
Dude, either way, look, Graham goes up, okay? And I literally leaned in there. I was like, dude, I hope he fucking dies. I hope he bombs so bad. He goes up, and he fucking levels the place. I'm talking about, dude, the host did good. Graham, it was like Chappelle. Like, the second coming of Christ, this audience lost their fucking minds, dude. So I'm cocky now. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm going to go fucking level this place, dude. I go up, and I did my... Dude, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do shit. I just did my first joke, and you just heard nothing.
I thought you didn't do anything wrong. But you did your first joke.
Hey, mate, it's just boring. It's just boring, mate.
So you ate it, eh? How long did you do?
I was supposed to do 25. They lit me at like 14. Dude, I turn the corner, and Nate just has this look of elation on his face. Like, he's never been happier. Because he got to experience everything. He just watched it unfold before his eyes.
An early light is a real bad... That's a bad bomb.
Oh, so bad.
When they light you early.
Oh, it's an awful feeling where you're like, I know this hasn't been.
Right.
The whole time. It's a brutal moment.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fucking... what's a bomb like that where everyone's killing it and you just fucking... Oh, my God.
Phil, I don't think I've ever seen you bomb. For serious. But I only see you perform at the Cellar because you're an elitist.
I mean, I've certainly had bad sets.
No, I know that. But when's the last big hot one, as Bobby would say?
A strip of acid melted through my pocket and freaked out on stage,
In like a situation like that where it was like everyone else was killing.
Yeah, that's a bomb. A bomb isn't a bad crowd. A bomb is like this podcast. The reason we have the Bombdana, it's not because it's a shit podcast and everyone throws stinkers all the time. It's because everyone's throwing heat all the time. And when somebody throws a stinker, you smack them in the face with a Bombdana. That's the idea of a bomb. A bomb isn't just a bad crowd.
So it's also you handling it poorly. I mean, when I say a line on stage, I'm like, I shouldn't have said that fucking line.
Well, maybe you handle it right. Like, I didn't do anything wrong when I bombed in front of that crowd. Didn't like me.
Did you try to switch it?
No, dude. I fucked it. I don't know what. Dude, my first joke didn't laugh. They loved Graham and they just did not like what I was doing.
Did you start sweating? When did sweat start?
Yes, dude. Within 3 minutes, beads of sweater coming down my head.
Did you try to go into crowd work? Did you try to do everything?
I'm sure I switched it up,
dude.
I've blocked it at this point. It was so brutal. It was the longest 14 minutes of my life.
And also, you would have known what was going on and you would have been. You can't come back from that from so far because you start stressing out in your head and you become really, really aware. Like, you can become out of your act, do you know what I mean? Like, you start looking at people and going,
that's what I'm worried.
What am I doing right now? I'm doing this? Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
That was an insert from Kelly's new autobiography.
Bombing.
It's amazing how long you could stretch. When you're killing, it's amazing how long you can stretch jokes and, like, have fun and ride with it. And when you bomb, it's like sometimes you go through, like, an hour of material in, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Bombing is the worst.
That's what I was going to ask. I've only started headlining recently. I've headlined maybe a dozen times in my life.
Right.
I've not even had a bad one yet. What is it like to fucking go up and for 45 minutes to an hour have crickets? I mean, is that like, how do you even do it?
It's the worst because, well, that's another situation. I think at this point you get to a point, and this is going to sound whatever, eventually bombing is always the audience for the most part because the jokes work.
They're
saying the same jokes. Yeah, that the jokes are good jokes.
How do you turn it around though? If the jokes work, how could you get this audience for 45 minutes to an hour that just can't fucking get it?
Kelly, let's start with 5 minutes.
Well,
Break it up, you two. That's boring.
You could. I've been having a funky set. I've been having a bad set, and I've called them on it and been able to switch it.
Yeah,
well, that's the best feeling in a long set.
Yeah, we were just like, all right, we got a.
You could say something off top though, and then just that's it. They don't like you.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that though, because I think if you got.
I'm Chris Scopo.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be your host.
You got to go for that riff, and if you don't get a laugh, you can be like, yeah, well, and then you have that opener. Hopefully,
you just got
to
call
it,
the moment. If you said something and then it caused like a vibe in the room, you could just be like, oh my goodness, I took a risk. Folks,
that's almost. By the way, that's
it.
A fun thing in itself, digging a hole for yourself. If you're in, there's certain rooms you are comfortable enough where it doesn't really matter. You know, you could dig yourself a hole and kind of have the fun of digging yourself out of it. Not you never do it on purpose, but while it's happening, it's kind of a fun. one thing. Yeah. Like that first minute where you say something maybe off color, you make fun of the host and they really love the host. Fuck up and you make a dig at the host.
Oh, God,
and they go, who the fuck are you, buddy? We love this guy. He's been with us all night.
I did that to Mackie on a Caroline show and a bunch of people came out to see him from the last comic
standing.
So we always shit on each other. Like
it's
whenever
awesome.
We bring the other
and they don't know.
Like I'll bring him up and be like, this next comic is not a man, and I'll just like shit on him and he'll come up and he'll be like, oh fuck him, and like we kind of go back and forth.
Him.
I made
that
a mistake.
Guy's not my friend.
He was murdering in between comics. I made the mistake of just being like, fuck that piece of shit, and no one laughed. Wow. I was like, oh, God.
Insensitive.
And you have to dig yourself out of that weirdness.
It took me 5 minutes, and Mackie runs to the end edge of the stage and starts flicking me off as I'm doing jokes.
Well, that happens every time, because Dave Smith always shits on every time I'm hosting. Dave Smith will shit on me, and it's just great, because if you're killing, they won't give you that. So I love watching it happen. Now you asshole, you got to go and fucking win them back. They loved me.
But there's a fun from that. Like Mackie and I go back to like late night at comic strips. So we would bring each other up on late night and just shit on each other. And it's like it's been going on for like 9 years, us doing that to each other. So
I can imagine, you know what's funny? If I imagine you and Mackie at 3 years old with your same shitty voices just talking to each other.
Yeah, same acts. So much.
Elitist.
You want the rattle?
I should just
Can I ask you guys a question?
Wait, hold on. Let's get Phil's thought, and then we'll go to Kelly.
This is all I was going to say about bombing. A big thing about if it's not going well or if you open weirdly or whatever, as soon as you start retreating inside of yourself, then it's over. But if you can keep that confidence, then that's like half the battle in getting the ship back on course.
Kelly, sorry that I let Phil say that. Go ahead.
Really
What's your question?
It's so true, don't you think?
Yeah. I agree. I think
you start bombing. I mean, you'd be better to talk about this than me. But when you start bombing, then you start questioning everything.
Right. I started bombing in my first year or two and haven't since. So it's hard to remember because my first year was 21 years ago.
Now it sounds like you're reading my biography.
All right. Keep this on, Kelly. Did you have a dumb question there?
Can we just tie the bombdana around the entire table right now? Is that possible?
I think we've been bringing some heat.
Yeah, I've been throwing it. Are you kidding me?
I was talking about the last minute. It wasn't great.
Okay, we'll edit that out.
He's blaming you, Phil. I'm sorry.
Kelly, you had a question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let everyone speak here.
What do you do when you have a host or a feature that bombs so fucking badly that you need to clean up a mess?
Cardio.
Well, that's what I was saying with you and Nate. Like, did Nate kill after that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, dude, it was me. They did not like me. You know, it wasn't like, you know, I watched that a lot, though. I mean, look, when you have a guy who isn't maybe prepared to host or do like a shit room, you know, you got to go up and, I mean, literally, they could fuck up the whole show. And this is kind of why it's funny. You hear certain clubs on the road where they don't pay a host. Or certain clubs in New York where they get shitty guys to host the shows that can't handle
it. But, Lou, if you get a guy that does that, when you come up, will you reference the fact that this guy fucking...
I did it once and it was I felt bad about it. I don't think you should.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't address how any comic did, unless they shit on you personally or they're asshole.
Or your buddy and you're busting balls. And what we're talking about is them not really even getting
that.
But
they don't know that. Look what happened with Sam.
Of course. I did that one time. There was a guy at the New York Comedy Club he was hosting and he was horrific. It was a nightmare, dude. I mean, I don't even know what he was doing up there, but it was so bad. And I was first on the show. Then I went up there and I forget what I said, but it was just mean. It was just like kind of, I just shit on him in a weird way. I just said it was bad or something. And then as soon as I said it, they laughed and I just fucking felt bad. And I went up to him afterwards. I was like, dude, I'm really sorry, dude. That was fucked up. Like, I just made a mistake. I shouldn't have said that.
And he was like, what'd you say? I left the room. I didn't even hear it.
No, he fucking hurt. I saw the look on his face. He acted like it wasn't a big deal, but it hurt, dude.
I agree. I don't like any comics talking about other comics or shitting on other comics, particularly when they don't get a chance to retort. Yeah. They're like, how about that fucking idiot? And then now I'm off stage, I just gotta listen.
Joe, what do you think about bad introductions, though? I've had some introductions that are just fucking horrific.
If it's a purposefully bad intro or they're an unprofessional asshole, then fuck them, they're assholes. But sometimes you just fuck up and you didn't mean to and it happens.
Yeah.
My favorite one ever, I think, is Big J's story where the guy spaces on his name. And he goes, this next guy is hilarious. He's been on Comedy Central, Last Comic Standing. Give it up for him. That's one of my favorites.
I thought you were doing the other Big J story where he had to intro the guy. I forget the guy's exact name, but he was like, what's your name? He was like, Crazy Nigga.
No way.
And he was like, Daddy, I'm not saying that. He's like, no, that's my name. Say it. So Jake goes up there and is like, all right, guys, your next comic, crazy nigga. And then he comes out. He's like, you're going to let this white boy call me a crazy nigga?
That's fantastic.
That's hilarious. How about one time I brought DePaulo to Ha Comedy Club, which was LOL before LOL.
But worse, even.
It's still going on, worse. Isn't it?
Certainly worse. I think it's back up in Adam again.
It was Laser really? Park. It was a laser tag place, and you could tell it was a laser tag place because they still had like the layout kind of.
Yeah. They lit you with a laser gun.
You go through a maze to sit down in the showroom.
It was really bad club, but I brought DePaulo down there because he was at Caroline's, and I was like, you can get another set over here. And the guy hosting, I don't know if he still does comedy, his name was Hog Wild. Do you remember that
I know
guy?
Hog Wild,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, he wore a hat.
There was Skim Milk, there was Hog Wild, there was a few white guys
Skim Milk. I
that
met
wore
that
their own hats and had their own fucking merch
I met him
before
TV.
They were ever on stage.
He had, his name was Hog Wild, and he wore a hat that said Hog Wild. And he goes, Nick, what do you want me to say for you? And Nick goes, just bring me up as one nutty fuck.
I had an introduction once where it said, an ex-comic, she's a girl, so let's hope she doesn't fuck it up.
Oh, wow, he called you a comic. That's nice.
I like when a comic goes, our next comedian's a female.
Oh, yeah, that's
what I say. Whenever
you guys
want
to get a drink.
You guys ready for a lady comedian?
Whenever someone does that, I was like, I can't believe men still do that. Like, and like, you wouldn't do it on a black comic or an Asian. Like,
no,
next guy,
first of all, I would.
Asian.
I 100% would. I would definitely, to be funny though, but I will say this, dude, if it was a show with all women and there was one guy and he was fifth in the lineup and I was hosting it, I would say, hey, your next one's a guy. Like, I would. I legitimately would. That's not, it's women and their own stigma and their own insecurity that they look at it as like, oh, you know, well, you wouldn't point out that they're a guy. But no, that's the case. It was, you were, I'm sure, in the lineup, fifth or sixth in the lineup of a show full of dudes. So it kind of makes sense to say that.
If the problem with it is there's a different way that we are, when we walk up on stage, it's different to when a guy walks up on stage, because every time a guy goes, she's a chick, you can see half the audience go, and fold their arms and ready not
to
laugh.
Should.
And then I have to win, and I have to, like, instead of just going up on just a clean slate and then starting and then building,
they're
up
gonna know
there,
you're a chick as soon as they see you or as soon as they hear Kelly.
No, but that introduction, that 25
Irish.
Seconds hurts. So instead of me just starting with an A plus and then working my way down or plus from there,
I agree.
I have to get them to,
you
like
agree?
Me.
I think it is. I think, well, here's the thing. I think that a lot of the audience in America and maybe Canada too, I don't know much about that country. I don't care for it. I'm kidding. It's a wonderful country. They're very polite. They got at least one
great
comic buddy.
Kids, road experience.
No,
Vancouver,
finish,
my
no,
hometown.
That's true. Vancouver.
Okay, yeah.
I love joking. I love Canada. I love right. you. Who's a bigger hockey fan than me in America? Ooh, anyways.
More to us than just hockey, Joe.
Oh. I didn't realize that.
Degrassi High. Go, Joe.
I think that a lot of audience in America, they see a girl come out and they're like, great, here's a girl. And
but
so
no,
they're
no,
just
I'm
bitch.
Saying,
but.
I agree
but,
with that, but I don't think saying this is a girl but, does anything more than her being a girl.
But I think what people do when comics do that, they're saying it as though it's a warning.
Yes.
They're not like, okay, this next one's going
to
be a girl. They're like, all right, this next girl is a girl.
You guys need to take a
girl.
Piss or have a cigarette.
Right.
Yeah, it's horse. Look,
this
whore
will let you do it in her mouth.
Either way, you got to earn it. Like, intro doesn't mean shit. You got to earn it. But,
exactly.
But
we'd rather
but
not.
It, but you're starting at a negative. I agree with that.
Oh, I don't agree. And here's the thing, dude. I do famously have a tattoo
of
my arm.
Speaking for the ladies,
I have a 2-7 offsuit tattoo to my arm, and the idea of that tattoo is just play your cards, okay? Let's fucking get real, dude. If you're grasping for that fucking straw right there,
what is it? A what?
It's so a 2-7 offsuit.
Okay, what does that mean?
It's the worst hand in poker.
Oh, okay, because I've seen a lot. You have 3-card tattoos?
I have 2.
Okay. Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I didn't
so either way.
Is
no.
that because you play the hand in life that you're dealt? Is that
yeah,
what it is?
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah,
is
yeah.
that what you had?
Yeah, I had a shitty hand in life. Not the worst hand, but that's not the idea. It's actually a very positive thing. The idea is you can fucking win. You know, it doesn't matter what card you get. All right, you can win. So when you're when women do that, if you're really grasping at that little moment and going, I'm at a disadvantage, I feel like you're really just saying, oh, I got a shitty card, and you're slumping your shoulders, and you're letting that disadvantage take control
well,
of you.
That's not what we're arguing. Some people do that, I'm sure. All I'm arguing is that when a girl comes out, a large percentage
intro.
Of the audience.
I'm not talking about when the girl comes out. I'm talking about the intro. If the guy, if a guy
yeah,
says
if
your
anyone
next
uses
comic
the intro,
female.
If anyone uses the intro as an excuse, I mean they're fucking.
No, I do agree that there is a stigma in America that women aren't as funny as guys. And when I say stigma, I mean truth.
And whose fault
but look,
is that?
I think Phil Hanley's hilarious.
Yeah, as a lady guy.
Is that a common tattoo? I've never heard that before.
No.
Oh, you just thought of that yourself?
Yeah.
That's He's great. A fucking real ass dude, yeah, dog.
I know, man.
Nothing about Lewis common.
A lot of people get different, you know, they get like, you know, spider webs or whatever. They get. I don't know a lot about tattoo culture. I've never been to jail, but I think that's interesting.
That can I ask you?
Fourth episode. This is the first time I've had that.
You almost didn't get it because it was so quiet that people thought maybe you weren't trying to be funny, and then we realized.
But Hanley has Hanley has the British setup for humor with jokes. It's like you didn't know he hit you till a second later. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, that was short lived.
Get over here. Come here. I was just going for an observation.
Yeah, it was an observation. I don't think.
All right. Well,
I'll take it.
Can I ask you? Can I ask another opinion of what would you do scenarios?
Yes,
what would
of course.
You do? Sure. A room if, full if, of elitists?
I would quit comedy and do a lot of cardio. God, what?
Oh, God. I can't wait for you to do that, Lou. Yeah. Kelly gets really excited when someone says what she should have. She's like, I wish I thought of that. And if you could not shake your arms again, that would be ideal. What was the question? Sorry.
My heart so much.
I'm joking. You
I'm
look great.
For you, Joe.
I know.
No. That is definitely heart that. Disease, yeah. Kelly. Yeah.
What's the die. Question there, Kelly?
What would you do in this scenario? This is something that happened to me a few weeks back, right?
All right.
Yeah. I got booked for a show, which was a showcase.
Well, someone pick your name out, yeah. Okay.
Someone was going to be there that was going to watch me. And this is someone that has seen me a few times, and they've always been really good to me. And so they were now seeing me at a better stage in my career, right? Uh-huh. When I turn up, it's a 10 o'clock show on a Thursday night, February. Mm-hmm. No one's there. It's 0 degrees outside.
Okay.
No one is in the audience bar this one person.
It's 0 degrees outside?
Like really, really cold.
That was longer than a month ago.
You said February.
February.
Oh, February. Oh, okay.
Thanks
I wasn't listening,
okay. Yeah,
obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no one's in the audience.
Yeah.
No one. Except for that one guy that came here to watch us. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, you're up first. And then when I get up on stage, the waitress comes over, delivers his food, and he had his head down the whole time eating.
What?
During my set.
Well, what's wrong with this guy that he's just going through with this audition or whatever it is?
Now looking back, I wish I had have said, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Didn't
because
they
didn't... saw me do poorly, of course. And I would
it's
rather
It's not
him
a performance
me,
if you're just if you're one person. Then.
Yeah, that's
the
not...
only guy in the crowd. What?
Oh, except like the three or four other comics that are on after me.
You have to abandon material at that point if you're showcasing. You're showcasing material.
I just
you know?
Did. Yeah, I did like new stuff. I treated it like an open mic because there was other comics there. Because I was like, I'm not going to lose faith in stuff that I know works. And also, I want him to see me do better. Now he saw me kind of do badly, and I'm like, how do I? I wish I hadn't. He hadn't seen that, and I could see him at another point. Blah blah blah. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Lou because he's making a smile. He's just making these smiles.
Because I'm using my hand to talk because I'm Italian and my arms wobbling around.
That's why.
Yeah. I know him well.
She got it.
Spot on.
I just think that's insane that this person. It sounds like this person's not really in show business. If he's gonna let, he's just gonna be like audition for me.
During like
why are you doing a phone booth?
Comic two and three.
Phone booth.
Two or three of his friends came in, so it ended up being like five people in the audience. But
what
they came
showcase
in after me.
Were you doing? This is a shitty.
I think you should out
room.
This person.
Yeah,
one person.
Whoa. Out that fag.
Out that fag.
Out that fag.
That's like a homophobic twist.
Yeah, we are. One block away from where the gay movement started, just chanting fact that,
and it ends right here. Thank you, Lou.
What would you guys have done? Like Sam, would you have just like said, "I'm not going up"?
He
yes.
would have been booked on that show.
Sam was passed at that place 3 years ago.
I would have said, "I'm not. This is not a show. I can't do a show for you. Why don't I just call you and leave a voicemail?"
You're
with
better
my
off watching a clip. I would say. I'd say, "Do you really want me to go on?" And I think the idea that they went through with the show. I mean, most clubs have a policy where it's like got to be at least 8 people or 10 people.
It was a bar. It wasn't a club.
Yeah, this is a bar.
I just don't have the courage to like say no to shit like that. And you know what I mean.
I liked that the temperature had to do with the story.
It was
if it was 80 degrees in one guy, I would have just brought the heat. But if it's zero.
But like 0 degrees means that everyone's home. At 10 o'clock on a Thursday, everyone's like, fuck this, I'm going home.
They must have really advertised that you were on the show.
Well, I only got booked for it that day.
Some guy wrote a pretty funny thing.
What did he write?
What did he write?
They must have heard you were coming.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's all right.
Did
that's
Phil write good. That and then say it?
Yeah, I know. If he said it, the guy said it in here. And,
wow, that guy.
Scobo, pay attention. He just said the joke.
That guy's a genius.
I know. Jesus.
Oh, this is fun, Joe.
I'm having a blast. What are you kidding?
I'm having a real nice time.
I'm having a great time.
I remember,
time,
I remember when I was a brand new comic. I did like a Caroline's, and I had to wait like 6 hours in line to showcase for March Madness. It must have been like 6 years ago.
I don't
ago.
Do that anymore.
I know. So I had to wait in line. They're like, you got to come back the next day. So
yeah,
like,
I did that.
Fine. So
yeah.
I came back the next day. I made the mistake of doing an act out for three people. I had like one joke that had an act out in my life. I don't even tell it anymore.
Oh wow,
it was brutal.
What was it?
Let's hear the joke.
I remember the joke. I think it was like that Subway story joke. I think I did, and I acted it. I don't even act it out normally.
No,
you talk it out.
No acting ability.
I've never heard you do a voice, actor.
Dude. Sam got dude. I remember one time. Side note, mentioning Sam's acting ability. One time we were at LOL in the green room, and he was going over lines with Normand. I think it was, dude. And I secretly was videotaping him acting.
Really?
No, you know about this. You got mad, dude. After like 30 seconds, he saw that I was taping him. You're like, dude, delete that right now. I was like, no, dude, you're acting. It's hilarious. He's like, dude, I'm so bad. I don't want anyone to see my acting.
It was
awesome. No, I deleted it.
Oh, no,
he
Lou.
Made me, he made me delete it.
Come on, Lou. That's not a real ass dude. You should be showing it to
I saw.
Now.
I
Come
saw
on,
the
bro.
Fucking anger
what
in
was,
his face.
What was he? What was he? What were we doing? I don't remember.
You were just doing some fucking lines. It was fucking hilarious. It wasn't even
Still
particularly
cocaine?
Bad. It was... You just were self-conscious.
I'm very self-conscious.
So am I, dude. With acting, it's a weird thing, dude, because it's something we're not used to. And it's something that even if you take an acting class twice a week, which I was doing for a little while, you do that for 4 months, you've only taken like 18 acting classes. It's not even like you've taken a lot. Like, I've done comedy every night, two or three times a night for almost 10 years.
You feel like a fraud.
Yeah, so when you're acting, you go like, dude, I mean, I've done it a couple dozen times. I've acted, you know? It's such a fucking weird, uncomfortable feeling.
It is.
I imagine how that's how, like, if an actor tries to go do comedy.
Because you can't control situation if you're acting.
Right.
It's different. When you're on stage, you can control a situation.
But also, they've given... There are these people auditioning. When I go on auditions, I see the actors who've given their life to acting the way I've given my life to stand-up, and I'm like, what the fuck business do I have being here, you know?
Right, right. That's what Lewis said.
Right.
Is anyone paying attention?
I'm very hungover, Joe. I'm doing my best here.
Now,
Jesus.
What did you get into last night, Sam?
Tell us all about
that. You've been on quite a little binge.
Yeah, I'm in pain. I'm in pain.
Did you beat up
I'll
anybody?
Tell you what happened last night. We went out after the Sam and Joe show, Mackie and I. We had a few people come out with us.
Good show, by the way.
Sam, was a really good show.
Yeah, it was a really good show.
I'm a better host than people think, dude. I'm not bad.
You don't go into the audience at all. I realize that.
No, and you shouldn't.
Every time you came up, you just did a joke.
I did
it. It was hilarious.
Bits.
And there's no need to. That needs to be addressed in New York City. There's this fucking thing in
I'm
New York that
comics up to kill because I'm doing material.
Yeah, every fucking host in New York thinks you gotta find out. I don't give a shit where anybody's from. Who cares? Fuck them. Just tell jokes.
So we went.
I don't know if I necessarily.
Yeah,
no,
that's. Hanley's crossing out his entire act right now.
I don't agree. I think especially in New York City when you're hosting, and especially there's a style of hosting. When I came up in the watching shows in New York and just watching them at first, you saw guys that came up and it's their job not to just fucking tell jokes. It's their job to connect with the audience, say, hey, I'm your buddy. It's all fucking cool here. You're going to see eight dudes. You might not like two or three of them, but it's fucking cool. I'm right here with you. And in order to do that, out of the gate, cold, you have to talk to people. You have to say, hey, dude, what's your deal? How do you know this chick? And I think when I host, the first 5 to 6 minutes, I usually do crowd work, and then I'll go straight into material for 8 to 10 minutes.
You're doing material for 10
you
minutes.
You have to do the material because you
I'm
can't
not,
make
I'm
the
not
transition.
Crowd work. I'm
they
not
can't
saying
make
that.
The transition. But I do think a good host will be able to go back and forth
Absolutely.
Between both. And a good headliner, goes back and forth between both.
It has to be, first of all, a good headliner doesn't have to do fucking crowd work. You see Louis doing a lot of crowd work.
I see
Richard
Louis.
Pryor doing a lot of crowd work.
Yes.
Carlin doing crowd
Today,
work.
Right now.
It has to be.
I thought he died.
It has to be at least.
Good job,
that was
Kel.
Funny.
That was the joke.
it has to be at least 70-30 material. And what happens is it's gone too far the other way.
I'd say
so
80-20.
Many hosts.
I would go even further.
That's why I said at least.
I think it depends on the show. If you got like 10 people in the crowd, you can't just
That's
go right
true.
Into
but
material.
But too many hosts in New York do 10 minutes of crowd work, and the audience has not heard one single joke.
Well,
and the whole audience goes, oh, here's what happens. We talk, they talk. We have a dialogue.
No, 100, by the way, and I hate, and this is a weird thing, and this is why you have to be a good host. Artie Fuqua is great at doing this.
He is an unbelievable host.
But you have to understand the audience, and you have to take them to a level where they're enjoying that, but not even enjoying it too much, because if they like it too much, the message you're sending them is, hey, it's about you. Where are you from?
Exactly.
Is it your birthday? But, how do you know him? And they go, oh, it's about me. And then when you stop making it about them, you start making it about yourself or politics or some other shit. They go, fuck this, dude. We want it to be about us because that's human nature in general. We always want everything to be about us.
And here's the thing, though.
An audience is smart enough to know when they're not supposed to talk. But you, I don't think you have to do crowd work, but you, for Joe to completely denounce crowd work as an MC is preposterous.
I think it's not necessary. It's not because you go anywhere else in the country.
It depends.
You go anywhere else in the country where they're not all tourists. In New York, it's nice to find out where people are from. All right, hey, they're from Norway, they're from whatever.
Yeah.
When you go to Kansas City, the MC does not come out and go, where are you from? They go, we're from here. What's
no,
the bit?
No, but they, well, do different, they do different type of... They
it
do,
depends
they
on the size of the, on the crowd.
Yeah, I think size of the crowd. You have 10 people, you can't go right into crowd work because it's awkward.
Well, no, I disagree.
You can't go right into
if
material.
If you're doing a sold-out weekend at Caroline's and you're hosting, you can just go into material.
That
doesn't
matter.
Yeah. But if you're doing a small crowd, I think a few riffs up top at least.
I meant can't go right into material.
But, I'm not bashing crowd work. I think it's a skill. I think some people are great at it.
I'm bashing making hard rules for comedy. That sounds really
I will say crowd work is easier than material.
If of course.
And at the end of the week, yeah. I mean, if you can just go out, like, I can do crowd work all day long. I have no problem doing crowd work.
Does it kill?
It's an easy thing. No, I bomb.
Okay, well, yeah. Anything's easy if you're going to bomb.
No, it kills. I mean,
I'm not. All I'm saying is in New York City, more than anywhere else, in New York City, every fucking comic that comes up thinks that's what you do. That's what you do. This is the only place that's that. And comics, more than not, just do 10 minutes of crowd work and go, okay, here comes the show. And then if you're first, you're the first one telling jokes.
That's bad hosting.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
I've never noticed that.
There's an epidemic. That's because you only work the cellar, dog. You've got to go some other places.
Fuck you, dog.
I've never noticed that, but that's bad crowd work. You're going to mix it up.
Of course. That's what that happens.
But you have to do
all the time in New York.
You have to do, obviously, you have to get them to, like, okay, now sit back and listen to some jokes.
Yeah.
Before you bring up the first comment.
All the time it happens in New York. It's a fucking epidemic.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Well, that's the end of the show.
Next, that was the way
we got in,
you answer a fucking question. Bombing. Done. Yeah. Next done. Question.
We
need to do some reads, so.
Some what?
Some reads. We need to do ads.
Oh, jeez.
So maybe while we've ended
Lewis,
that
just do
subject.
The, just do the
you guys
ads.
Have you guys say
hold on, I got it.
Amazon tweet and you know the rest.
Oh wait, you know what? Do we have sound effects? I have a sound effects board that I downloaded on my phone.
Don't do that. It's
oh,
just
so what's the ad? Give me something to read.
Go to the bathroom. And
all right, guys. If you're a fan of the show, you know you can support the show. Right above the latest episode at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, you'll notice a few links. Use our link. Use the Amazon link. Every time you click on the Amazon link and make a purchase through that link, we get a kickback for the show. It's the best way you can do it because you don't have to give a donation. You don't have to buy anything special. You're already using Amazon because it's the best fucking website in the world. So just bookmark the Robert Kelly Amazon link. It's a huge deal. Every time you do that, it's the biggest thing you could do. Also, sign up for the 15-day two-game free trial from Gamefly.com. Use our link. Sign up for the free trial. You guys are going to get 15 days. Try any two games. You guys know I'm a UFC fan. The new UFC game is out. EA Sports UFC. Unbelievable. Unbelievable game, guys. And they have that at Gamefly. So do that. Sign up for it. It's a Netflix of video games. Also, guys, go to tweakedaudio.com. Use the promo code...
Dude. The promo code is dude.
Use the promo code dude, and they have the best in-ear headphones on the market. Affordable, high quality.
Inexpensive.
Inexpensive, that's what affordable means. Headphones. they have multiple styles, colors.
Styles.
Nine, actually.
Oh.
Nine, sorry. Yeah, actually, you're wrong about
nine
that.
Nine times.
Nine styles. And check this
number
out.
Nine?
If you use the promo
number
code
nine?
DUDE, you get 33% off, limited lifetime warranty, and free shipping, which is bananas. They're already affordable headphones. They're basically giving away headphones. We're all on Tweaked Audio headphones right now. It sounds crisp and clear. It sounds like Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got some new requests
Amazon
for things to talk about.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Are we done? Can we move back to the show or we have more?
Was that all three? Amazon, okay. Gamefly. Okay.
Some guy wrote, I'd like to hear from you all what it took to get you to this point. How long were you doing open mics? what one superpower would you want, or if you could kill anyone and no one would know
Let's
who
not answer that question.
And how?
Anyone on the show or anyone in the world?
Someone wrote, is Kelly still banging a DJ?
No, we broke up.
Kelly, the song
really?
Behind you. Kelly, the song
you broke up?
You.
Can we talk about that? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Ah, jeez.
What happened?
Who broke up with who? Who broke up with who?
I did.
Was this a guy
you broke up with him?
He was kind of loaded, wasn't
he? Phil, I got to bring you up to speed. Amazon is great, and Kelly broke up with her boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know you had a boyfriend, Kelly.
Yeah, short-lived.
Who is? Tell me. Can you just
6 months or so?
Six months.
A long time for me.
Who is? What was his occupation? Oh, sorry. Does that constitute crowd
work,
Joe?
The other question. I like that other question.
Well, you're not hosting. I am. I got voted in. Oh, thank you, List of Maniacs, listeners, list nerds, and go mites.
I like the other question where it said, "How did we get to where we are?"
What was his occupation, but Kelly?
He was a music producer.
Okay.
He was a DJ.
DJ.
Yeah.
Would
Long Island
on the radio or like weddings?
He everything. Like you do. He was successful. But like made a lot of music and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Everything.
Cool.
FM, AM, whatever you needed. Sports radio.
Where did you meet him?
I don't know. He's gonna listen to this.
He's gonna listen to this. He was a great guy. And Kelly and sir, whoever you know, what your name is, you're better than Kelly.
Lou.
You can do a lot better.
Name was Lou.
And you can do a lot better than Kelly.
Listen, why did you break up? Tell me honestly.
There was a few things that happened that he would do that didn't make me feel good about myself. So
where are the bruises?
No, nothing like that.
What did he do?
Saw her naked.
Oh, wow.
What?
So insensitive.
He may have made a few references about my weight.
Oh,
boy. Are you serious?
Oh,
what?
Oh, that is one thing for people to do it joking around. I mean, clearly Lewis isn't very sensitive, but...
Yeah.
That, yeah. Really? That
Wait,
is
did he
so...
say something about your arms or your elbows?
Break it up. Some guy did write, by the way, he didn't want to hear any of the Kelly Lewis saga. He said, "We get it, Kelly. Guys are mean." Which is funny because Kelly said it's boring radio. But what's actually happening is the guy is annoyed by you.
Yeah, it's you. You're the one who bitches. It's just a joke.
Bitches about you. Like, Lewis isn't funny.
Kelly, it's
him.
Four
Kelly.
Dudes that are trying to fuck you. Trust me. I promise you.
Kelly.
They're not thinking it's boring.
Talk to
Break
me,
babe. It up.
Talk to me, babe.
All right. Well, we have a new segment here on the You Know What Dude called Love Corner with Canadian Phil.
Canadian
and it only lasts
Phil.
It only lasts 150 seconds. Go, Phil.
Hurtful that he would make
what type
a
of
comment
he
about
disguised it. He would disguise it in ways where it sounded like it was okay.
Just smacks a donut out of her hands. You fat bitch, stop eating.
Oh, so he was subtle.
He was really subtle. Like, he made a comment. In fact, he made a comment where he was like... He does MMA, so he was like had a bad injury.
Oh,
so
Lewis,
like,
you could have fought him.
He does MMA.
Did he say you were out of his weight class?
Wait.
And he said that he wanted to lose weight. I mean,
is that
I,
how he
I
broke up
he,
with
I,
you?
I no. Well, I thought he was fine. Like he was like, oh, I'm not happy with my weight.
I need to lose weight. Dead weight.
I made.
I
liked it.
I made a very similar joke a second ago.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't hear it. I'm
Kelly,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
You need more confidence.
That is
people are so fucking loud on this podcast. I'm doing my best.
That's
here.
A hurtful.
No, dude, let's keep on talking over Phil's question.
Hey, it's Canadian Love Corner with Canadian Phil.
Exactly.
Sorry.
How did you respond if you?
So he made a
comment.
Thing where he was like, he had put on a lot of weight after his injury, and then he had lost a lot of it, and he was like, I still want to lose like 10 pounds. I thought he looked fine. I didn't think that
so
he
needed. So instead he lost 190.
I'm not 100 and odd.
It's kilograms, Joe. Come on, Kelly.
Thank you, Phil.
Speaking of killer, I'm the host.
So he was like, I just want to do that. And I was like, oh, maybe I do too. And he was like, how about if we both lose 10 pounds, I'll pay for us both to go to Puerto Rico for a holiday.
Cool.
I was like, okay.
You could have went to Puerto Rico for losing 10 pounds?
Yeah. But then...
You should have lost a fucking 10 pounds.
Well, then there was comments that kept on coming through where it was like, so are we going? Have you lost?
I tell you, are you going to pay for my trip to Puerto Rico? Because at this rate...
They were just, I didn't feel, like, and the thing is, I get it. Like, I've been drinking Diet Coke since I was 5. I know that I have issues with weight. I understand. No one needs to point it out to me, but it's my issue. Uh-huh. So I don't need a guy that's supposed to be like my fucking soldier.
Exactly, yeah.
Pointing it out because I am well aware of it.
But you don't know about the horizontal stripes thing.
I think he should have been the wind beneath your wobbly wings.
Okay.
They don't get it. That's why I didn't laugh.
I get it. I didn't know it was
wasn't
a joke.
That good.
Yeah, I don't.
It was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Kelly laughed. Well, this was Love Corner with Canadian Phil.
That's it? So
there was other things as well, but I don't want to have to deal with like a phone call or a text message.
Yeah,
you know, I have to deal with
stuff. Phil, are you still heartbroken, buddy boy?
You broke up with your girl?
I'm trying to.
I had a breakup, but I'm doing great. I've never been better.
Yeah, but you don't love.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm an emotional cripple.
Yeah. You broke up with your girlfriend? Yeah.
I did. I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah, you can't. You can't love an Asian.
I actually
that's
asked.
That's fucked up, dude. Sure.
I asked Canadian Phil
first.
You shouldn't
just say that. Come on.
Yeah. Phil, you were pretty heartbroken for a moment there.
I was. It was a long time.
I have a feeling. You were stretching a little out for sympathy, just a little
bit.
Are you
serious?
I think so.
I am serious.
It was very. It was classic Hanley ladylike behavior. I have to say.
I was heartbroken. I feel a little bit better now.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
You have a girlfriend right now?
And have I taken part in that and making you feel better at
Joe,
all?
Joe, you were 100% absolutely my go-to man.
That's fucked up, bro. Why would you look at me while you say that? That's hurtful.
I don't know.
Well, I feel like I called you a lot, dude.
You know, you were great. But Joe and I met a couple times.
We did.
Oh, he's so Joe, so fake, this guy.
Hey, I slept Phil. Over.
Phil, I'm fucking your ex-girlfriend. Sorry.
Hey, Phil, is what that happened? True? What happened, Phil?
It was
Talk
long.
To me, dog.
It was long distance, and
That's stupid. Come on, man.
I don't know if it's like an issue I have, but I quite like long distance relationships because then I can work.
Because you're emotionally distant as well.
Kelly, I don't remember Phil taking any pot shots at you.
Yeah.
During Love Corner with Canadian Phil, a new segment.
Yeah.
I like how Kelly was like, "Talk to me, Phil." She's like, "Oh, it was long distance. That was stupid. That was dumb."
Because I've done it before too. It's you disconnect from them physically, and then when you see him again, it's like I gotta like remember how it is to fuck you and stuff. Like it's very weird physically.
You forget how to fuck?
We didn't
well,
have
because,
that.
Well, because, you know, you have a nice little... When you eat, like, Lego. When
was,
you
that your, was that your stomach? What was that?
Pussy.
When I get really sweaty.
You don't forget how to fuck.
No, that wasn't the problem. But I don't know. Yeah, it didn't. But I feel better. Thank you for asking,
I'm glad you feel better. Now, Sam, you feel great because you hated your girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm a very weak emotional person, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Hated your girlfriend?
No, I liked her a lot. I had a great time with her. She was great.
He rubbed her wrong time.
My favorite.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Let's talk about racism. Yay.
Yeah. Well, that...
Kelly, one more time with those arms. You're going to hurt somebody.
I'm going to ride those waves home.
I nearly got a flight for a second.
Well, it's safe to say Sam is drunk.
Look, you got me out with a hangover. What do you want, John?
Two and a half beers. Yeah. Now, what's fun I liked about Sam's relationship is I had to convince you to start dating this girl. I was like, she likes the Knicks. She's concerned about you. She's Asian. And then you were like, I think I want to break up with her. And I was like, you should break up with her. Fuck her. She's a piece of shit.
I didn't know. I was against the breakup. I was like, she sounds so nice. I don't know why. I still don't know why you broke up with her.
Sam is damaged. He seems like a real ass Jew, but he's he's very, very damaged.
Jewish
cobra.
I got to be honest. If a woman wants nothing to do with me, that's the woman I want.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Really? She has a good taste.
That's how it is.
That's every guy. That's every relationship.
All right, one at a time. One at a time.
Oh, I love that.
That was the zing of the podcast.
What was it? I missed it. Everyone was talking.
Sam said if he only wants to be with a woman that wants nothing to do with him, and I'm like, yeah, that's because she has good taste.
That's not bad.
The zing of the podcast?
Yeah.
You got to stop time for fucking that?
Yeah, I don't
this
know.
Is why Hanley's relationship didn't work. He has no self-awareness.
I have nothing but self-awareness. That was
Joe
great.
Joe Stripe's comment was a lot funnier.
Yeah, I had a few. Lou, what were you going to say there, pal?
But I mean, that's...
Vice host?
Thank you, pal. I mean, that's it. You always want... It's the chase, dude. It's even like, dude, I used to cheat on all my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
This really, is who you want relationship advice.
No, the truth. But it wasn't even to... I would end up fucking these girls because at that point you would almost feel bad and I didn't want to like... go through the motions and go through the chase and get the yes and then be like, well, I don't actually want to fuck you, so you do it anyway. But it was more about the acceptance and more about making feeling like the sexy one, and that wears off very quickly once you're in a relationship, and especially if the girl is super into you.
Right.
I don't have that. If
I'm way more into a girl than she is into me,
yeah,
that will keep me in for a very, very long time. But as soon as that switch happens and she's way into me, then I kind of disconnect.
See, I don't have that. I think you guys have to work on. Yeah, I've been talking about it in therapy. I had that.
My ex-girlfriend from college, I was really into her, and then the switch happened where she was really into me, and then I kind of lost interest.
I need drama. I get bored. I get super bored if a girl's not crazy.
Yeah, but the only time I can ever...
I really do.
The only time I can ever love a man, like the only time I'm ever... wholly like looking at him going, wow, I think I could marry this dude because I'm really scared of marriage is when
he's blind.
He doesn't like me.
and
he doesn't like me as much as I like him.
And,
like when
and
he's
no finger receptor. Lost all feeling in all of his upper epidermal area.
What are you saying, Kelly? Sorry about these. Yeah. Just
these animals.
So it's really,
we're not animali.
Well, it goes to like if you're into someone who's not into you, it all goes back into how you feel about yourself. So
is this about Soder?
Who said that I didn't like his girlfriend? I met her like once. She's
no, she didn't like you. That was the comment.
Why would she hate me? She doesn't even know me.
I think she's joking.
Have
I
you ever looked in the mirror or heard yourself on a recording?
She may have listened to 1 minute of the podcast.
Wow, that came across as mean-spirited.
Well, I don't
keep letting her fucking speak while you animals, not you, Phil,
gentlemen.
Canadian Phil, Love Corner with Canadian Phil.
The real ass dude tag team
real
champs.
Ass warriors.
Yeah. These two guys.
Lewis actually just reached up for a bump and Sam didn't give it to him and it was really awkward. And he kept it out there.
Yeah.
That was really embarrassing.
We connected. We got it.
Go March, unite.
I like that they fly away. They fly away like flies.
No, they're like roaches. They're half roaches, half humans. They're
gomites. Yeah, that's better. Dirty.
Some of them look exactly like Patton Oswalt.
He's wearing a Ghostbusters t-shirt.
Fuck you, Maddie.
Fuck you.
He's wearing, he's got like hair, facial hair like a Backstreet Boy and like a Ghostbusters t-shirt. Like, right. What?
Kelly, why don't you take it down? That's
Jesus
fucked
Christ.
Up.
Yeah. See, that was going to be one of the all-time bombs and then you just started talking. We could have just let her sit in that for an hour and a half.
She would have kept on going because Kelly doesn't have anything where she shuts off, so she'll just keep on going until she hears
I was helping the podcast there by cutting her off there. I thought that was a good move.
Sam, you did that for me. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
I did it too.
Phil, I think you guys, Phil and Kelly,
there's
might have
a serious chemistry going on.
Yeah,
a
little
chemistry.
Phil. He's so handsome.
You'll have to do it in the
so
bottom
handsome.
Bunk of your bed, but
Phil's too skinny for me. I need a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Too skinny.
He was
really
just going to say that.
Wow. Could you? I'm too skinny.
Yeah, I need someone.
Wow.
I need thicker, like someone like.
Is
Lewis
this boring,
thicker.
Kelly? Really? Is it boring?
It's better when it's funny, not when you just go nuts.
Are you not entertained?
See, I think you guys would look good together because 10 is my favorite number.
you're the zero, both shapely and your career. Give me the fucking bump.
Break it up. That was too much.
Give me the bump.
Was that a bomb?
Was it a bomb? I thought it was a bomb.
That wasn't a bomb. That was funny.
Okay.
That was fine.
That was
Kelly, he's too thin. You like a thicker guy? Or a stronger man.
Someone
who's kind of strong.
Well, I want
and
someone who looks like they could change a light bulb. I mean, Phil wouldn't want to get on a stepladder, you know?
Yep.
Phil like could change your light bulb if he had.
Yeah, I don't, couldn't DJ a wedding.
But I'm very. I'm a big fan of the facial hair, though. Big
oh, right.
Fan.
Yeah.
I have the same facial hair, sort of.
They call him Facial Phil. It sounds weird, but.
Sounds like a
I'm glad Phil's single again, man. I'm going to say this. I think Phil is too good for his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. I think so, too.
I'm going to say it.
I think he's too good for this podcast, frankly.
He's an elitist.
That's not true.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Of course not. Yeah. It's vice
who
versa.
Who broke up with who, Phil?
She broke up with me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Why? Were you calling her fat a bunch?
No.
No, he wasn't calling her at all.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yes.
I think it was the long, yeah, it was the, I think it was the long distance.
Long distance is tough.
I broke up with my, it's honestly, it's been rough. Like, I thought it would be easier. It's not.
Wait, how long ago did you break up?
A month ago.
Oh, shit. Yeah. How long were we together?
Wow, we have three recent breakups.
2 years?
Four. Yeah.
Four. Wow, four breakups.
Four and a half.
Chris, that's going to, 2 years, man. That's a long time.
It's actually, this is rougher than the when I've been broken up with.
Are you doing all right?
Yeah, it sucks, you know, every now and then.
Yeah,
I've heard
suck,
it sucks.
Man.
You know what it is? I don't have that hate. You know that when you get broken up with, you don't, you have
like
that
you
hate.
Like you wish her the best, you mean?
Yeah, I wish her for like a good time. She's probably hating me right now, which she definitely is.
She's listening too, isn't she?
Most likely, yeah.
Oh, boy.
When you look in the mirror now and you see that weird thing on your lip, do you
oh,
like,
no,
like,
I'm getting it removed,
I may never be able to find love again.
You know what happened with my ex-girlfriend?
What do you have on your lip, Bobby?
I got a birthmark right here.
What is it? I can't
dude,
see
when
it.
Bobby called you Gorbachev's mouth, I literally nearly shit myself.
Yeah,
it was one
funny.
Of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Pretty funny.
Why are you getting it removed?
Not removed, just less like lightened.
I'm offended as someone with herpes.
How do you, what is it? Like
yeah, that was the best. Yeah. Scobo didn't have a response.
Yeah, he
was
I had like, nothing.
Well, what are you going to do, Joe? I don't want to look like you.
I'm thinking about getting my whole penis removed at this point. It's just too far gone.
Do you get face breakouts too, Joe?
No, I don't have that business.
Joe,
that's
do
gross.
You take medication every day for it?
I take medication 0 days. I have no money.
So how do you get, like, how much is it?
He's praying.
I don't know. You want to spring for some?
No, like, isn't it? It's not covered by any kind of insurance?
I don't even get outbreaks. Ever since, I haven't had an outbreak since I quit drinking. I do a lot of yoga.
That's
and,
great. That's
Thich Nhat
great,
Hanh.
Man.
Yeah, I feel like $1 million.
If you have...
Did you have a... I'm sorry. Did you have an outbreak while you're performing one night? Was that terrible? Like, if you have it on your face?
When I first had... I never had it on my face. So just I have dick herpes. But when it first happened, it was horrible because the first outbreak, your body doesn't know what to do. So you had, like... I had like 60, not 60, but probably 25 open sores
on
my dick.
No,
it was like bleeding.
Oh, dude.
And I was walking.
Did you cry?
I cried like from pain. It was horrible.
Oh.
And Soda, this is my favorite. Soda, Soda goes.
I love this.
Oh, Soda was there?
He had a couple of lines.
Gave it to him.
Kelly keeps saving the day on some of these bombs.
That wasn't a bomb, Lewis. Laugh. Kelly laughed.
He laughed at Kelly's.
It wasn't that bad.
I didn't say
it was. It was a great joke.
I shook my head. I didn't care for it.
Yeah, I didn't care for it either.
You get it because you're drunk.
You know, Phil, some of us handle breakups differently, okay?
Real ass Jew. No, Soda was like, I was like walking around. I could barely walk. I was walking with my legs spread the way Phil stands on stage. And I was walking with my legs spread, and it was just hurt.
That's how Kelly gets on stage.
Every
All right, that was a good one.
Oh!
Every step.
I need to break up with you fucking assholes, man.
Gladly.
We're waiting.
Every step was agony, and then Soda was, he's a real mensch, this guy. He's a sweet guy. He goes, come on, buddy, cheer up. And I was like, well, it's not a mood thing. My dick has open sores on it. It's not like a thing where I'm like, you know what, you're right, I'm fine.
Hold on, how did you just immediately start telling everyone? Dude, I'm not gonna lie, if I had herpes, I would fucking probably just keep that a secret.
Well,
I'm not
gonna
lie.
You do keep it a secret, right?
I've never told anyone, and now I just did. Fuck my life. I truly would, dude. I remember, because I don't know that I have HPV, but I had an ex-girlfriend that had HPV. And I remember, and I was young at the time, but I was very embarrassed about it. And I would never discuss it. I would never, like, until it became a little bit older. And I guess now, if I got herpes, I would just fucking laugh at it and we'd bond over it or something.
Yeah.
But the immediate thing is when you had your first outbreak, you told your buddy. And it's Soda, who's not even a real friend to anybody. He just likes everyone.
Didn't Soda say something like, oh, man, I know how you feel. I thought I had an STD.
Yeah, he goes, no. Yeah, I was like, I got herpes, man. I was like, I was down and I wanted to kill myself. And he's like, I know how you feel. He's like, I had a scare one time. And I was like, that's the equivalent of me being like, yeah, your dad's dead. I know how you feel. My dad went on vacation once.
Joe,
I had a scare one time and then everything went perfect in my career.
So were the scabs like stinging?
I mean, it was a nightmare. They scabbed over and then they would fall off and be open again. It went on for like 6 or 7 weeks. It
6 or 7 weeks?
That did you go awful. To a doctor right away?
No, I didn't go. It was on Christmas Eve.
You went to Dan Soder. You don't need a doctor when you got Dan.
When did you go to a doctor?
If you're not broken out, can you have
unprotected
sex?
Wait, this was Christmas Eve? We
right
just
now?
Passed over that, dude.
It was Christmas Eve, yeah.
It was Christmas Eve. Your Christmas was ruined.
Did your family think you had, like, AIDS or something? You had
Well, my family, I didn't talk to my
dude,
family.
Dude, I literally want to cry right
Christmas
now, dude.
Naked.
I want to cry for you. Christmas Eve, dude. It's supposed to be the best time of year. Wow. Not for the Jews,
most
Sam. But for us, the best time of the year.
It's a sad time.
And you literally, and you're here in New York.
I was in New York, yeah. Well, no, I mean, Christmas Eve, I was with my family. I was at my parents' house.
Have you pinpointed who gave it to you?
It's one of two girls.
I thought it was the park girl.
Yeah, I think I fucked a girl on the playground, and she told me she had herpes, but then I didn't have the outbreak till like 6 months later.
I think that's like, it was like an incubation period or something.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, but I also had sex with a different girl like 3 days before, which makes more sense.
But, Joe, so she said she had herpes. Do you think that she would like warned you because she was like currently having an outbreak?
No, she said she didn't have an outbreak, but at that point I had already.
Were you wearing
a
condom?
Me, no, she told me I was erect and we were both naked. We were about to fuck, like we're literally about to fuck, and she was like, "Here's the thing." But at that point, she could have told me that she was a man, and I would have fucked her.
Yeah,
I would have.
I probably
would have
gotten you even harder.
Yeah.
What about with your girl now? Like you guys fuck using condoms. What if you didn't have a outbreak?
Condoms.
You change the pronunciation of that.
You really put a hard.
That really pissed me off. The pronunciation.
Yeah.
Condoms. I'm so curious what you do now. I wouldn't want to get it.
I'm curious too, but I don't want to give any of you boys herpes.
But
where's that bandana?
we wear
Joe. Can you wipe your herpes on that bandana?
We wear a condom, and then if I didn't wear a condom, she probably wouldn't get it. But we're just being on the safe side now, because the thing is, eventually we'll get married, and then we'll get rid of the condoms, whatever. But
do you think you're gonna marry Sarah?
Probably at some point. But here's the thing: the resentments. If I was to give her herpes and then we break up, then there's that resentment and just fucking hatred, and then it's like a whole thing.
Right.
You don't want to give somebody herpes that you love, or you don't want to do it to anybody.
But if you don't have an outbreak, like what, like when you've spoken to a doctor about it, if you don't have an outbreak and you fuck her, the likelihood of her getting it, even though it's still
it's very unlikely,
it,
and then the longer you have it, the less.
But if you had that,
good.
If you had the medication, though, you could fuck her without a condom, and it'll be fine because there's no traces of it when you're on medication.
Yeah, for the most part, I think so. But right now, we're just. I don't. Norman has a bit about. Like, I don't mind having sex with the condom. Obviously, it's preferable without, but.
Relationship sex with a condom gets fucking tough.
You get to have sex with a condom with a chick. The first time you're like, yeah, this is fucking great, dude. Fuck condom. Why do people care about condoms, man? Condoms are great. And then you try to fuck her the second time. You're like, oh, get away from me, you pig. Like, seriously, like, dude,
exactly what he says to the girl.
Condoms are awful. Are we gonna pretend like how?
I don't relate to that whatsoever. If I'm just so relieved, if you have sex with a girl you're not in a relationship with and you're wearing a condom, you get to take the condom off and you're like, there's no way she's pregnant.
I know. Yeah. The relief,
I didn't get anything.
The relief outweighs the pleasure.
It's such a relief.
If I've made a big mistake.
Don't you get paranoid when you don't have a condom on?
Yeah. Dude, he's Hispanic. He spreads his seed everywhere. It's a monstrosity.
I'm definitely a hypochondriac, and I definitely would literally. I mean, we did an AIDS test on Legion of Skanks.
You're a hypochondriac who never wears a condom,
dude, and I convinced myself that I had AIDS. We spent the whole episode. We had an hour and a half episode. We took the AIDS test halfway through, and then it's like a 30 minute time period. Where you have to wait for the results to come in, and in your head, you're just playing. Like, oh, dude, I mean, how many chicks have I fucked without a condom in my life? And
did one girl jump out at you?
Hey, I just want to let
a bunch of girls, dude.
How hurtful would it be to that girl's parents if they knew of all the girls you fucked? That's their daughter's the one that jumps out.
Chris, Aruba Bob is in the house.
Aruba
Bob. Is he on the phone?
He's supposed
Bobby.
To be, I don't know. He's on.
Bobby, why don't you fucking call us Bobby? TV show got picked up.
Fucking what do we call
fucking
it?
Call chat us
room.
Bobby.
Wait, did it get picked up?
He's in the chat room?
Yeah, he's in the chat room.
Officially, all the media came out today.
Wow.
FX.
Good job, Bob.
Good on
hey,
you, Bob.
Bobby. Oh.
Good job, Bobby.
Get me a job as an extra on that show. Come on. Hey.
And here it comes. Coattails.
What were we saying? But anyways, my girlfriend does not have herpes, which is nice. So I don't mind having condom sex. It's not, doesn't bother me. Then there's times when you really think about it, you'd rather, but...
How much money do you spend a week on or a year on condoms?
I go to condomdepot.com, and you can get like condom for like really short money. You buy them in bulk.
Those finger condoms?
What's that?
Those finger condoms.
Have you guys ever had a condom break in a girl's little
By
snatchy?
The way, for those listening at home, I am throwing the bomb dana to Phil. I didn't want you to think that I'm not. What's the question, Kel?
Have you guys ever had a condom?
A condom break in a girl's little snatchy is what she said, but I will rephrase that. Have you ever had a condom break inside of a girl?
Oh, yeah. I did, and I remember having sex with her, and then all of a sudden just felt really good, and I was like, wow, this condom feels really good right now,
yeah,
and
by
I
the
pulled
way,
out.
Here's the funny part, dude. Any girls, I told this to my chick once.
You know.
I was like, let me tell you something. If a guy, because she said, she was like, oh, my ex-boyfriend came inside me one time because the condom broke and he didn't know.
I apologize.
It is literally like you're in a fucking darkened cave for a year and then bright sunlight comes over your eyes. It is such a difference.
Oh, it's such a better feeling, yeah.
You fucking know, okay? So any dude who pretends that he didn't know that the condom broke, no, what you do is you get 6-7 more
sometimes
pumps
it's
in
so
after
wet,
the condom
though.
Breaks.
Sometimes it's so wet that it takes a second.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Big Dick Sam, who gets a girl's pussy so wet that he doesn't know.
I'm just saying, when you're fucking, sometimes it gets wet.
No, dude, I don't know that it's so wet that I don't feel the condom anymore. I've never experienced that.
Hold on, Bobby, you didn't call the phone for some reason, so he says I didn't pick up, but the phone didn't go through.
Kelly, you have a thought?
I had a condom fall off in me once, and when he took his dick out, obviously it went soft after he came, and then it was in me, and I made him go in and fish it out.
Tell the story about when the shoe came off.
What?
We'll keep that bandana over there.
He laughed at the bomb.
No, you laughed at the joke.
And by the way, Adrian's laughs don't hold time.
Yeah, I agree with Lewis.
Intern laughs don't count.
Oh, really?
I agree.
Yeah.
Go my laughs don't count.
Go my laughs don't count. Intern laughs don't count.
Lewis, you have an intern?
My Go Might is an intern for Hammer Fisting.
Intern for Lewis?
Yeah.
Oh, just for Lewis.
No, for the podcast, me personally.
Okay.
Actually, Maddie, will you be my personal assistant intern?
Wait, what is this? I want to get back to the show here. What is this? After he came, of course he went soft. I stay hard for another day and a half after I come. I'm in there, I'm hard for the next week.
You're in love, that's why.
He probably lingered in there for a while, but then it fell off. And then when he took it out, this never happened before, the very top bit where the sperm kind of has room to move.
Reservoir tip.
Well done.
Phil.
It fell off.
Jesus. Phil Hanley.
I'm trying to think of the words. Little round circle on the top was falling off. So there was actually, it's lucky sperm.
Talk about a needle in a haystack.
Went like, boom, and just like burst a hole into the top of it.
By the way, time, I swear to God, I don't know what you just said.
Yeah, I spaced out.
A little bit of the
attention.
Condom was lost inside.
Inside of me. Okay. A little bit of the condom was lost inside of me. Because you could see the hole at the very, very top.
Yeah.
Where it came off.
I've done that. I've had to go put my fingers up there and get the condom back out.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I had to wee it out. I had to go to the toilet.
Sounds like a spacious gal, Chris. you're fine.
Yeah, I'm
Kelly.
Yeah, thank you.
What?
Is that a bomb or was that a joke?
That wasn't a joke.
Oh, really? I can never tell with you.
I take that as a compliment. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Do you want more sex stories? I've got plenty of them.
You know, my ex was hammered. No, my ex, remember Ellie? You only met her. You met Ellie.
No names. No
you
names.
Totally
Sam.
Say her name. Of course. Go on.
No names.
All right.
Now tell a sex story.
No. Okay. I won't. I should.
What are you doing, you fucking assholes? You're cock blocking the podcast.
All right. Look, I'll tell this story.
Lewis, get off your phone, you
Apparently,
jerk.
My chick is getting home right now from San Diego. I've been a single father for 5 days, and I want to make sure that she's not having any issues getting into the apartment.
Yeah. Come on, Joe.
You've been single for 5 days?
No, she's been in San Diego. I had the baby by myself for 5 full days.
That's not what a
real
single father
dad.
Is.
That's what I call a real ass
dad. Thank you very much,
no
Phil.
Problem, man.
Manly Hanley.
Little sensitivity, yeah.
You know what? Shake my rattle.
Relationship Phil. Canadian rattle.
That is a real ass dad doing a podcast when you're solely responsible for the baby.
he's calling. He's calling.
All right, here comes Bobby.
Here comes Bobby.
Oh, boy. I'm very nervous. Thanks for getting some of the ring in there, Chris. Hello. Is this Robert Kelly? You're on the You Know What Dude podcast.
This is Robert Kelly.
Hey,
Joe, you got to speak into the phone.
So no, you don't.
Oh,
Bobby,
do I?
It doesn't come through the.
Bobby, do I have to talk into the phone?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you have to talk into the phone for me to hear you. Are you
fucking scopo idiot?
What?
I'm very proud of you, Joe.
No, you don't have to do that, dude. That's coming through. You have to talk into the phone.
This is really.
All right, I'm getting yelled at, Bobby.
I'm so glad I can't hear Lewis. And Kelly.
Kelly is really yucking it up here.
I know. I heard Lewis on the couch actually getting along was surprising.
She missed the first 30 minutes.
I know Bobby only chimed in for 38 seconds.
What did he say?
He said this is how he knows that you only chimed in for the last 30 seconds.
Because they got along for 38 seconds?
No, because, they've been fighting for most of the show. And Kelly even told me before the show to break up any fight that happens between them.
Really?
I did.
Yes.
Is that in confidence?
Yes.
I think she did.
Yeah.
But I ratted her out.
I'm glad you're loyal.
She didn't say, don't tell anybody. She said, break up the fight.
Yeah, it wasn't a secret.
It wasn't a secret.
I was just like, keep the show moving.
How do you feel hosting the show, Joe?
I feel good. It was a little slow at first, just like the way when you host. and then we've really picked up since then. It's getting hot. It's getting spicy, especially because we're talking about herpes and condoms breaking. And Kelly's a breakup. Just went through a breakup.
Of course she did.
Yeah, the guy called her fat, Bobby.
And no, it wasn't the elastic in her pants like you're thinking.
Lewis just bombed. I know you didn't hear it. Lewis just, he called her. He criticized her for being a little overweight, according to her.
Did she criticize him for being gay?
Oh, Bobby, that's insensitive.
How do UPS a bandana to Aruba?
Phil Hanley just said we should UPS a bombdana to you.
Killing in the Caribbean.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes.
Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, thank you very much, guys.
No, it was just Kelly.
It was just me.
That was Kelly sucking up to you.
They don't give a fuck.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome, darling.
I care, Bobby. Congrats, man. That's from an actual comic. That's Phil.
Phil doesn't know what he's congratulating you for, though.
Yeah, the show got picked up, Joe.
He thought it was losing weight.
Thank you, Joe.
He put like 20
pounds
back on.
Congrats, Bobby. It's Sam Morrell. Congrats, man.
Thank you very much.
Sam's a comic in New York.
Hey, it's Joe Mackey.
Can you tell Adrian?
Fuck yeah, you fat fuck.
Spice it up.
Huh? What'd you say, Bobby? Lewis was yelling something dumb.
Can somebody tell Adrian on the couch to fucking spice it up? He looks like he's fucking on a bus going to Harlem.
I don't appreciate that kind of racial undertone on my show.
Listen. Hey, Joe, I'm in Aruba, and you're going to be here in a couple of weeks. Rennie Allen is sitting next to me. He's very excited.
Oh, boy. I think he's cute. I like his hair. He always makes fun of it. I think it's sexy.
You guys should make out.
He said he likes your hair. He thinks it's cute, even though you always make fun of it, even though you say you look like a nickel.
Hang on, Joe. You didn't say that. What?
He said hello.
Oh, that's a nice response. Bobby, everybody here just broke up. Sam, Phil, Kelly, and Scopo all going through breakups. Me and Lewis, and we want to get you in. We're all going to break up with our ladies.
I'm not breaking up with my lady.
Why not?
Because I love my life.
Wife swap.
My wife.
Lewis wants to wife swap.
Yeah, I'm not. First of all, I'm not opposed to that. I just don't want Lewis's fucking awful, uncircumcised, 19-colored dick near my wife.
I'm circumcised.
Oh, okay, then I'm cool with it.
Bobby, also, we have a new segment on the show called Love Corner with Canadian Phil.
Relationship Phil, isn't it?
No, it's Love Corner with Canadian Phil. So do you have any love questions for Canadian Phil?
Hit me, babe.
When a girl touches your, kisses your neck and it feels...
He's stuffing food into his face right now.
Nah,
I think
you
might have cut out.
No, I reckon he hang up on purpose.
I said, can you hear me?
Now yeah. I can hear you.
Yeah, dog.
I said, are you shutting me up?
No, not at all. Phil is on his edge of his seat here.
I'm on the edge of my seat, man.
Come on, dog.
When a girl in public and it's some...
Oh boy, you're cutting in and out, Bob.
All we keep in here is dead.
Dead. I'm not repeating it. You guys.
I'm not fucking with you at all. I can hear you now, but it cut out when you said the thing. I'm not fucking with you. I swear, I'm not that kind of asshole.
That's probably the podcast god cutting it out to make a fool of myself. Listen, I love you guys. You guys are the best. Joe, you're doing a great job. I'm so glad you won.
Me too.
Me too.
Listomania. Oh.
Right now, we just hear fucking Lewis screaming and handle every 5 seconds.
Wait till you hear the new podcast, Real Ass Podcast. I recorded a pilot today. My demo.
I'm so glad I can't hear him. Kelly, you're not fat.
Wait, can you see? Is the camera on her? Let me move.
Don't move it. Don't move it.
Can you see us in the camera right now? Do you think my arms are big? Fuck off, Lou.
Listen, you guys are doing a great job. Joe, awesome job. I gotta go. I'm getting gelato.
No sugar, no grains, dude. What's going on?
Yeah, I fell off that fucking wagon around fucking 6 days ago. I've been eating like a fucking retard since I've been here.
Wait a minute. What? Live rabbits?
I'm not gonna tell them I went snorkeling. They're gonna attack me, you fucking asshole, Ray. Mind your business.
No, that's cool that you went. That's cool that you went snorkeling. I have a Save the Manatee sticker on my car.
That's fucked up. See, he goes, that's good that you went snorkeling. I have a Save the Manatee sticker on my car.
Ah, shit.
Fucking Aruba Ray just set me up for a fat joke.
Woo! That's wow. I didn't know Ray knew how to set up a joke.
I didn't know Ray knew how to set up a joke.
The last joke he set up was when he went to the barber.
What did you say?
I said the last joke that Ray set up was when he went to the barber.
last show that Ray showed up was when he went to the barber.
The audience is going to love this, that every joke I say, you repeat.
What'd you say? Yeah. The audience is going to love this every joke.
When did I become fucking joke interpreter?
I don't know.
My fucking show, goddammit.
We need an Australian joke interpreter for Kelly.
Bobby, I'm going to wave tomorrow, so I'll see you in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah, babe. Good luck out there. Don't get ass aids.
Okay.
don't eat pasta.
You're
every
officially
day.
Bisexual.
I'll try.
Louis, look at me.
No, bro. It's for us.
Just got replaced in a room by Phil Hanley.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Do what?
That's what Aruba Ray just said.
No, fine.
What did you say? Sorry, I think so.
Sorry.
You're in, Phil. You're just going to shave that fucking 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, I love
I
it.
I will. Kelly's into it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, you can't wear a sweater. You have to get a t-shirt that looks like a sweater.
I'm actually wearing a t-shirt right now. I got my arms out.
Yeah, he's got really nice arms.
Hang on. I'm not saying. Ray's giving me shitty jokes to tell you, and I'm not doing it. You want to hear the shitty joke, Ray? Just
whoa.
I haven't
got it yet. Ray just said, Kevin Meaney's going to open up for you, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
He said, that's not bad.
Ain't no nickel joke.
Hey, Joe, on the poster, they actually photoshopped your teeth.
That one was bad.
No, they didn't. Joe Steve's not that bad.
All right, whatever. All right, listen, I got to go. Take it easy. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you, Kelly, for congratulating me on the show.
You're welcome, darling. Do you know I knew last week that I got picked up and I couldn't say anything?
Kelly, would you stop it? We're trying to get the momentum back. Let him go.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Like a fucking joke rock.
Yeah, that's why you won, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Go fuck yourself.
Bye,
Bobby.
Bye.
Bye,
Bobby.
Bang.
All right, where the hell were we? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Condoms and herpes.
Yeah, and the Jets. Sex.
Boy.
Coming inside.
We took the sales out of that one.
Wowzer. Well, we had a thing going there for a while.
By the way, did everyone just miss Scopo saying he really took the sails out of that one? It's not even a statement.
Yeah, is that an expression?
No, he meant
the wind out of our sails. Oh,
okay. Whatever.
It's like
the sails out of it.
Second language.
No. I'm from Queens. I'm a little slow.
Are you? I didn't know you were from New York.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you guys have never met before?
We met. Yeah, we
convo
had a
convo about
Phil just doesn't ask people about them.
Elitist. Yeah.
We haven't had a hard time.
Phil. Yes. Phil, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You should ask me if you can ask a question.
Can I ask Phil a question?
Yes, you're welcome to ask a question since you voted for me,
thank
supposedly.
You. Thank you.
I don't buy that.
I fucking did, bro.
Oh, thanks, Doug. Louis, you all right? You got a big dick growing out of the side of your head.
Some people call me a dickhead.
Classic.
Was that a sincere laugh?
No. Are you kidding me? That was a Norman.
You know this guy.
What's the question you got there, Kelly?
This guy. I mean, yeah. Phil. Someone like you. You were you know, Canadian Phil.
Yeah.
Relationship Phil.
Uh huh. Hit me.
Someone
you
like you. All right, dog. I'll hit you. You're someone who I would not normally go for because I don't think that you're within my league.
Oh.
Oh, you're certainly right? Not. Yeah.
No one. You think he's out of your league? Like he's too good looking for you.
Yeah, I think he's like very like he's good looking, refined, good looking, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh,
act, someone, money, food.
Yeah.
Food. What?
Someone in your like I don't know. Would someone like you go for like a girl that was kind of like a little bit older?
Phil, will you go out with Kelly?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I absolutely. Well, I can't.
What would deter you?
If you're asking if Phil hates himself, the answer is yes. I mean.
Okay.
I think she's asking you out.
No. Well, we would never date.
Would you go out with? Hold on, Kelly. Would you go out with Phil on a date? If Phil wanted to go see a movie, get some buttered popcorn with some corn dogs.
Extra butter.
Play with your fupa. Come on.
Jesus, Sam.
Sam coming in hot.
Sam comes out of the bullpen.
Wow.
Jesus, throwing smoke.
Wow.
I didn't hear it.
He referred to your fupa. You familiar?
No, I don't know. What
that's your fat upper pussy area.
Boy, oh boy. Sambo.
I always thought that was the gunt.
Wow.
Also,
Sam.
That potato, patata, Kelly.
Also, you can't see at home, but Sam is laying back with his feet up now after he busted out fupa.
And he's gone to the bathroom like seven times. Tired, are you shitting, man, or spewing?
Yeah.
You're a disgrace. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway.
Can you give the bomb to Anna three times over?
I don't
for
know
that?
What she's doing. I don't even know when Kelly's talking or telling jokes.
All right,
or
so Kelly,
farting.
Back to the question: Would you be interested in a date if Phil asked you out on a date?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're each other's types. I don't
Kelly
know
wants
about.
To date oh, Phil so bad. Jesus. Phil, will you just ask Kelly out on the show? We just ask her on a date. It's not a big
take
deal.
Her out, Phil.
Take her out, Phil.
Phil.
I would love to.
But
I would love to, but I don't date comedians.
Yes.
What's the problem? We're talking about Kelly. What if we put a few names in a bucket and you pulled it out and maybe her name comes up?
No, If different circumstances, absolutely, Kelly. Mm-hmm. For sure.
What do you mean different circumstances? She was more attractive and a better person?
Like, are you... Is that such a big thing? Like, a girl with a bit extra meat? Are you just like, she's just too chubby for me?
It's not meat. That's the problem.
No. No, I don't. You know, I will say this. I don't have a specific type. Mm-hmm. So
it's just not you. I just have a specific not my type.
And it's all this.
No, Kelly, I think you look good, by the way. I think you look nice.
That's not true.
That's not true?
What?
That's
no,
really
no.
mean.
No, Kelly. Kelly looks nice.
Phil, that was meaner than you usually are.
That's the meanest thing I've ever said on this podcast. Like, I'm sitting with Lewis. What's wrong
Kelly,
with
you? Wow, the Canadian geese snake.
That's not what I was referring to. It was the comment before where Chris or someone said something mean. I was saying, that's not true. You do look very nice. I think you're an attractive woman.
Thank you. But
I think you're an attractive woman.
So why won't you date her, Phil? Phil, why won't you date her?
I don't.
She's a comedian. Is the story we're going with.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. No, Kelly, we know each other. We're friends.
Are you really friends, Phil?
You're friends, huh?
Are
you
really,
Pull up her phone number. Pull up Kelly.
All right, I will.
Pull up Kelly's phone number.
I will pull up Kelly's phone number.
Honestly, show it up here. Show your text message.
Well, hold on. How do you define a friend?
Pulling it up.
What's Kelly's middle name?
Kelly Fasu.
Your middle name is Jay. Yours is Jew. Phil's is an M.
That's hurtful. I don't like this game, Jay.
Kelly.
Honestly, I'm not putting you on the spot, Phil, like, because I'm
Here's
trying to, like, lay some down.
646.
No.
Don't do that. Holy hell. That would be fucking bad news.
That would be hilarious.
Dude, Ari Shaffir did that to me, by the way. He texted me, and I had stopped smoking weed for like a month, and he texted me. He's like, hey, dude, I'm in town. Let's smoke some weed. And I was like, yeah, dude, I stopped smoking weed. And he just wrote gay. And then he took a screen cap of the conversation. No, he was like, no. He goes, now I'm deleting your number. Then I went, ha ha. And then he wrote, who's this? And then he took a screen cap of that, but he really deleted my number. So he just actually had my number at the top, and he tweeted the conversation.
Oh, wow.
And he has like 75,000 Twitter followers. So I just started getting phone calls like crazy, dude. It was bananas, dude. Death squad, click. Death squad, click. Unreal, dude. And then he fucking took it
What's
down.
Death Squad?
That's like his thing, like Death Squad. Joe Rogan and Ari Shaffir's fucking network.
Maybe he really didn't save your number. His number in your number is fine.
Is it like Go Mites?
It's just bigger than Go Mites. Yeah.
Oh, a little bigger than Go Mites.
Yeah.
Sammy the Bull, you look like a fucking menace over there.
You do look like a menace.
He's looking
you feel bad about the
shit.
Fupa.
Yeah. I'm not doing well, Joe.
You feel bad about Fupa. Get another beer. Have some more beers,
dog. Fuck this, dude.
Lewis.
One of us has to. I'll have a beer. One of us. I will have a beer, Adrian. Has to date Kelly. One of us has to go on a date with Kelly. I've decided this.
I don't want to date. I would rather someone pinpoint. I would not go out with you, and not the comic thing, because I'm curious to know, when I meet guys, what's the first thing that you think of that makes you go, nah, she's not my type? I'm curious to know what that is, because no one's ever really truly honest with you.
Here.
And things just won't work out.
No,
I'll
you're
be honest.
Physically attractive enough for a guy to go, oh, yeah, I'd fuck that chick and maybe even date her.
I think if I could, it's this.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Kelly,
you. Well, here's the thing: when you get nervous, you stop being you, and you stop being real, and you start spilling beer all over my fucking lap.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Fuck, Adrian.
Wow.
Fuck.
Wow,
dude.
I would take that personal,
dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's on my.
It's
on the couch.
No, it's not on the couch. It's just on the couch.
It's not on the couch. It's just on my lap. Fuck.
That's fine. Anyway, so you were in the middle of a thought, but it's gone.
No, you're physically attractive. It's your personality.
You just haven't met the right guy yet, for God's sakes.
You're
25 years old.
Everyone's giving a different answer.
Well, there's a lot of different answers. Probably more than we can get to tonight.
Does somebody have one of those long scrolly things?
I used to have one on my dick, but I haven't been drinking lately. So, oh, wow. I'll take the bandana, Kel, while we're at it.
But jeez, wow, before that was so funny. Joe List is a real fucking
great host.
Funny dude, human
real
being.
Ass dude.
He is a
funny
great
man.
Host, Joe.
I don't know if I'm a real ass dude. I'm scared.
No, but you're a very funny man, and that must mean so much coming from one of your idols.
Vice host, take over for a moment. I'm blowing up over here.
Or what is
oh,
it?
All right.
I got a friend coming in.
That means hey, boys. Okay, so look, my idea is this. I say one of the guys on the show that are single.
Yeah.
Have to go out on a date with Kelly.
And then they can come back in and tell me all the things I did wrong.
Yes. Ooh, that's a great idea.
Phil, you up for this?
Sam,
Phil seems up for it.
I don't drink enough, but Sam.
No, you don't need to drink. You need to eat. Trust me.
Sam, you could drink.
Scopo's in on it too. You listen to me. First of all, fucker.
Scopo, that's crazy.
I don't.
Dude.
No, I don't date beneath me.
Wow. You mean I could have said? I could have just been honest and said.
You get it, Scopo. I only date features.
No, we could have cut this conversation off like that.
Kelly, you're below me in this business. What are you talking about?
Did you say below me?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
You gonna blow Joe? Come on, man, guys. It's kind of.
Lewis, what's up with the phone, dog?
I'm sorry, bro. I'm waiting for B to get home. She's about to fucking be home.
I thought we were going to do karaoke.
We're going to do karaoke.
All right. Well, we should wrap it up soon here.
Where are we at?
150, I think.
Let's do 2 hours. Let's do 10 more minutes. I want to get an end to this Dave Kelly thing.
Yeah. Well, if it's not these two, who else can we get?
No, these are the three. It's Scopo, Sam, and fucking Phil.
I'm
an emotional cripple.
I talked to Kelly way too much during the week.
Shut the
fuck up.
This is a strictly physical thing.
You guys are retarded. You don't have to fuck her. Okay, you're gonna go on a date with her.
I just don't want
to
be with her.
You're gonna tell her what's wrong with her.
I would much rather fuck Kelly than have a conversation with her.
All I want to—I want somebody to take a date with Kelly and come back and say what's wrong with her.
I can tell you what. Last week, we were talking about with you and your boyfriend about the problems, and you were going at it all wrong with him. You were texting him way too much.
And you should have been jogging.
Yes, you were.
Hey, there's only one love corn on this show, Scopo, and that's Phil Hanley. Okay?
Oh, sorry about
Who
that.
Who said that?
That was Joe.
What?
That was Joe.
That's pretty funny.
I'm sorry.
Joe, maybe you can do it.
Yeah.
Go on a date with you?
Yeah, but we're not going to do anything.
He's got a girlfriend.
You got herpes, nothing to lose.
I have a girlfriend who's very sweet and kind and cares for you.
Yeah, who I love. But
you fuck and love her?
I love her. They're not going to give me a good representation.
Here's the thing. I mean, on a podcast.
Sam Merrill's an honest and fair guy. Sure, he gets a little drunk.
Yeah, but I'm not Asian. He's not going to date me.
You do have squinty eyes, though.
Sumo.
I do. I have Asian eyes.
And you are dead inside, which is, you know.
I love how everyone just tossed it over
who
here.
Who said sumo? That was you. Phil just said sumo.
I know. I heard it. That I was cringing awesome. And laughing. That was cringe humor. Kelly is upset by that. Kelly was just hurt by that. She made a real face. I think the way you're holding that dick turns me on. Maybe I'll break up with my girlfriend. I
can't believe you guys won't even just go on a fucking joke date with Kelly.
Yeah, come on, Sam. What,
Phil, I feel like you guys have been flirting all night.
One at a time. One at a time.
Okay.
Right, listen.
You're basically living the end of leaving Las Vegas.
Sam, why? Sam.
Phil, I'm a work in progress and you know it. That hurts when you keep bringing
Sam,
it up.
Sam, I want
cross for the shower.
I want reasons. All right. First of all, Lewis and I are out of contention, thank God. Scopo and Kelly hate each other.
Yeah.
Sam, give me one good reason why you can't go on one date with Kelly.
One reason.
By the way, you're the host, so you can say whatever donations are given today will pay for said date.
Uh-huh. Yes, we will pay for the date.
If you donate today.
I don't want to fight with Phil and Kelly's obvious chemistry. I think they have a thing going on.
Excellent answer.
Cop out.
No, cop in. Excellent answer. Phil, give us one good reason why you're
the best reason why you should not date Kelly.
You're
give
newly single. On a not date. Go on a date.
Date.
A fake date.
Not a fake date, a real date. One date.
And we're not going to he's not going to get light after.
No, who knows?
Phil, I know what you're worried about. You're a little light on money. It doesn't have to be a dinner date.
Coffee.
What first date is a dinner date? You got to be crazy.
You can take me to one of your shows.
I take dinner dates. I take girls on dinner dates.
You do tapas. You do tapas.
There's a
and
limit
drinks.
To how much food I'm going to buy,
true.
So obviously certain
that's
people
good.
Are
right. I made that joke.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Into the microphone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, every single burn I get, I'm really taken to my heart, Phil. Oh. So don't question it.
Kelly,
would you say it's a heart burn?
Once again, heart disease.
Can I say something, please? The, Kelly, you walk into these, you know what a maniac you are.
You walk in like you're a buffet.
Phil? Kelly, you know better than to ask a fucking group of comics, what's wrong with me? What are you, insane?
Yeah.
What are you, fucking nuts?
Yeah, that's what Kelly does. She goes into it, then she gets upset when you fucking slam her.
Break it up! boring.
Boring.
Well, I guess, Joe, you want to just, we should just wrap this up then, I guess.
No.
Well, here's the thing.
No, we're not wrapping it up. Kelly. I'm trying to figure out which one of you are going to wrap it up and put it inside of Kelly.
We did it, Phil.
Sammy is the obvious... One.
I think
Sam's
Phil.
You're a piece of shit enough to
Lewis,
do it.
Lewis.
I say that, first of all, we need to come up with a fucking winner or loser, whatever, yeah, whatever way you want to put it.
Exactly.
Flip a coin.
Flip a fucking coin.
I want to put it as loser.
Scopo is not out.
I'm out.
You're not out. You talk too much. You're already in the middle of a relationship. You love each other. Why are you fighting this?
Because I don't. I have to hear her fucking
actually
voice.
Sweating.
Enough.
Phil's actually sweating right now.
Phil's on the hot seat. He's like, I don't want to take this. Come on.
All right. There's too many people yelling
you
at once.
You really don't.
No.
All right.
I would love to.
Kelly is going to kill herself if we keep fighting over this. Somebody just say yes so we don't have blood on our hands.
No, it's like I think Kelly deserves better than me, and I think that man like Phil is.
Can I say something? May I say something on his host? Sam is making way better arguments. You have better jokes, like all encompassingly,
yeah,
on stage, off stage.
Off stage.
Yeah.
Disagree. Disagree.
Sam has way better reasons. I think, Phil, you have to go on one date with Kelly.
I'll tell you this. I think
Kelly
Phil would be shit. I don't think Phil would be that good on a date. I think that maybe it might be a little bit.
Why are you putting them down?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think you'd be like,
she's trying reverse psychology right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think Sam would be better.
I'm a good date. I'm a fun date.
Sam, go on the date.
Go on the date.
I'm flipping the coin. Sam, call it in the air.
Yeah.
If you lose, loser goes on the date.
I don't agree to this. I don't agree to this.
Scopo and fucking Sam.
No.
You're out of this, Phil.
Never said Phil was so
dude,
much
Phil
emotion.
Is
he's
so worked
this.
Up right now, dude.
He's so worked up.
Because I'm beneath Kelly, so I'm out of it. I'm beneath Kelly. I'm scared.
I would be beneath her, and I'll die.
All right.
You're too.
You'll smother.
You have a credit. You're good.
Here's the thing. As real ass Jew as Sam is, he has a heart, and he's going to. Sam.
Yeah.
Phil is being way too mean.
I'm not being mean.
You have to take Kelly out of this.
Here's the thing,
I'm
in
a good place.
Flip the
I have a heart.
I'm getting back together with my
hold on, hold on.
Friend,
hold on. This is bad. Everyone's screaming.
Yeah,
Everyone's screaming. I don't care for this.
I have a calmer demeanor than you animals.
everybody's screaming. We gotta watch it.
But,
Sam, go ahead.
No, I have a heart, but I'm an emotional cripple still. And, you know.
But. Kelly does not want to go on a date with you. You should be attracted to her. That's your thing.
Exactly.
I know, but I want like real emotional unavailability. I want the real thing. You know,
I know
that Kelly would have your dick in her mouth before the date was even over.
That's rude, Lewis. Yeah.
I'm flipping the coin. Pick one, heads or tails.
I'm not playing this.
Call it in the fucking air, Sam.
Call it, Sam. Man,
Hamlet.
That was really funny. All right. Well, Kelly, I think you're great.
You just haven't found
the fucking right guy yet.
I think Kelly's wonderful.
You're very attractive. You're approaching funny.
You're a very attractive woman.
Thank you, Phil.
Emphasize full.
Thank you.
All I want to say about this is, Phil, you're being a little rude. And
how am I being rude?
I think it's weird that I got all that rape culture heat because Phil's a real misogynist if you get to know him.
I'm the least misogynistic person you know.
He's an elitist misogynist.
I'm not the least.
All right.
Kelly, I just honestly don't date comedians and I don't like being...
Phil, it's an experiment, okay?
I'm not a scientist.
you are a love doctor, though.
Yeah.
I am the love doctor.
And that's why I asked you first because I was like, you would be able to pick it apart a bit more. And be like,
Kelly couldn't even get a fake date on the show.
I know.
No. That's uncomfortable. I actually feel bad now.
Kelly, look at Kelly.
Fine, Kelly, I'll go on a fake date with you.
I got to get up at like 4:00.
We got to wrap it up.
Kelly's a very pretty girl.
Thanks, Phil. We're fine.
We got to wrap it up. Kelly, you
ended up with your feelings hurt. And I just
but it made good radio, though, didn't it?
It made good radio until everyone started screaming over not going on a date with you.
Joe, can I just say that?
Please, say something.
Can I just say thank you so much for keeping the reins in and doing such a great job tonight? You are one of my favorite.
Second not freeze. Second not freeze.
So sarcastic.
All three of us were getting a free meal, and we just turned it down easily.
Yes, we know that, and she's fucking clearly hurt by it, so let's put an end to this.
Why are you doing this, dude?
For God's sake.
That'd be funny. It wasn't.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Kelly, we love you. We're not date material, for God's sakes. You know it, and you shouldn't have brought it up. You know better than this. It made for good radio, but now you're hurt.
No.
And you're like you just bunted in with your family in the audience. That didn't make sense, but I feel really...
penis in your hand, too.
No,
that's
I can't
not
playing with it. It's a bit weird.
All right, we got to go around. Sammy Boy, why don't you get off your phone, you dummy, and plug your Twitter.
At Sam Morrill, M-O-R-R-I-L.
And then you co-host a show at Caroline's on Sunday nights and with a soon-to-be celebrity, our pal Joe Mackey.
Jolton Joe.
Who was just a guest this past week on the show.
Yeah, man.
And check out Sundays. Sam's show at
also
Caroline's.
Also my podcast, Moonlighting. Listen to that.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Good.
It's a fun. It's a lot of insight if you're into comedy. And you like
funny.
Like Jews. It's funny, yeah. And boy, Phil, the love doctor. Phil _ Hanley, is that what it is?
No, it's Phil M. Hanley, H-A-N-L-E-Y.
Perfect.
Phil, the letter M, Hanley, H-A-N-L-E-Y.
We could try him at Squirmy Misogynist at Gmail.
Phil Hanley.
And I'm at Crackers in Indianapolis from the 9th to the 12th of July.
Good club.
Nice.
Downtown or Broad Ripple? Which one?
Downtown. And I have a podcast with Nikki Glaser, We Know Nothing. It's a relationship podcast. You can phone in.
Interesting. Oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds great.
I mean, Phil's been phoning in all night.
Phil Hanley. Phil Hanley. And that was great.
That was mediocre.
Finally. Right. Last minute. Well, gets one in the
way
buzzer.
Roll in while he's finally drunk.
Phil Hanley and Sam Morrill, two of the best joke writers, best comedians, best buds, two great friends on the show, and of course, the real ass rattlesnake dude, fucking whatever he's calling himself.
Real ass dude, go to my new website, PuertoRicanRattlesnake.com.
It's not called that.
I swear to God, it is.
Do all your ones.
It's like one of seven websites.
PuertoRicanRattlesnake.com, KellyFistukaSucks.com, RealAssDude.com, GomezComedy.com, LuisJGomez.com, LuisJGomezComedy.com.
Just in case you don't know where to find
it. Oh, and DorksFromBrazil.com. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kelly, what do you got?
Well, that's not. I was. That wasn't it, Joe.
Oh, I didn't know.
That was just my website. I was going to.
Well, I thought it was a lot of things.
Hurry up.
You asked for all of the fucking.
You can't have gigs coming up, so.
For the live fans, this Wednesday, I'll be headlining Comics at Foxwoods. And then I'll be there this whole weekend with Joe DeRosa. Actually, no. August 2nd, I'm headlining in Port Chester, Connecticut. I got a gig at.
The Big Room.
What the fuck is the name of this place, dude? It's like a theater-y type thing. Check my website, realassdude.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Louis J. Gomez. And check out all my other podcasts. I never plug my other podcasts on this show. So why not, guys? Go check out Hammer Fisting, which is a mixed martial arts podcast, plus Legion of Skanks, which is my podcast with Big J. Okerson and Dave Smith. And today, I recorded a demo for the Real Ass Podcast. You guys will one day be able to hear the Real Ass Podcast, the thoughts and inner musings of Louis J. Gomez, the Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
Kelly, what do you got over there?
You can find me on my Twitter, Kelly Fistuka, K-L-O-Y-F-S-T-A, my website, KellyFistuka.com. But also don't forget the podcast, Twitter and Facebook, YKWD on Facebook and Twitter. You know, send us stuff, photos, emails, whatever.
You could also find her as a Jane Doe in a morgue after she throws herself off a bridge tonight.
Or a photo of Earth from the moon.
Chris Scopo?
Just get me on Twitter, at Chris Scopo. Get me there, and I'll be with Lewis coming up this Wednesday.
A few gigs, right?
What do we got going on? Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday, and what else?
The other one's not confirmed.
Oh, okay. All right, so that just that one. And then Bobby will be Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado, August 1st to the 3rd. And then August 7th to the 10th, he'll be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. So go check him out.
Wow. All right. And
Sorry, where are you going to be?
I don't know where I'll be, but you can hear me every Tuesday on iTunes or SoundCloud, Tuesdays with Stories with my pal Mark Normand. All that stuff. Listen to that if you don't mind, or if you want to, don't mind. But I want to thank Robert Kelly for letting me the opportunity to do this, and all the list of maniacs and listeners, and even Gomites who probably voted for me, to be honest. And I want to thank all of my guests, Phil Hanley and Sam Morrill, and the rest of you don't count as guests. I love all of you. Thanks for having us, and tune in whatever next week. Thank you. I love you.
listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.